Thanks, Chunky. The big news today, I finally got a motorcycle, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What kind?
Where were you an hour ago?
Getting coffee
for
all the job the interns should be doing and everything.
Never
what do you mean, never mind it?
He got a bullet.
Dude, there's a lot of people who are listening now that weren't listening when he announced it at
5:40.
He got a bullet. He got picked it up in Oakland last night, and it took him 6 hours to get it home. It goes 30 miles an hour.
It's in the back of my truck. It won't shift.
He finally just loaded it up in the back of his truck.
The perfect bike for me.
Wow. Congratulations.
I wanted the Victory 8 Ball so bad, but I couldn't do the funding.
Maybe this will be the one that you cut your teeth on.
Yeah. Break my skull on. Break my bones on.
And then find Kevin. Make sure nobody stole him.
No, Kevin is... he went down to have a cigarette. I'm thinking maybe we should just get right into who's who.
We should do something. What we should do is lock the effing door and break his microphone.
You ready?
Wait, 1 second. No. Do you hate having him in here?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Kevin's great.
I love Kevin.
Okay.
I'm trying to be silly, human.
But he does hijack the show somewhat. So hit it.
Do you know who I am?
Weinstein.
I'm Randy.
You're nobody.
Frank.
Human. Gorgeous human.
How are you, Hooey?
All right, everyone. This round of Who's Human comes to you from something that happened last year called the Folsom Street Fair. And it
happens every year.
It happens every year.
Quite the event.
It is. It's a lot of gay dudes in leather chaps.
And a lot of sex in the streets.
A lot of bare asses. Hairy bare asses.
And bare action.
Yeah. And I don't know. If you're like a tourist in San Francisco, going to that could potentially turn you off. But it seems like...
Unless you came here for it specifically.
That's mm-hmm. true. So, anyway, I went down there, and it's something that, you know, No Name prodded me to go to, and I went, and I asked the fine people if they know who I am.
I always like the Folsom Street Fair because it pretty much, well, I shouldn't say it's, I think a lot of the USA probably pictures, like, you know, a gay dude is a very, like, effeminate, kind of prancy, fairy, limp-wristed, easy, you know.
Some gay dudes are.
Oh, yeah. Gay dudes are. Folsom Street Fair, it's like bodybuilder, biker, leather,
nobody
crazy.
More manly than those men.
Yeah, it's like manly men, manly men.
Who's he got with him?
I don't know. Who did he pick up out there?
He's got us.
What did you pick up? You picked up a groupie on the way back up here, Kevin?
I did. A gentleman who works security for your building.
Oh, that
and
guy?
We were geeking out, yeah.
He's a security guy?
Well, he had a key
he's
to
a
get
new
in.
Guy, yeah. Yeah, I saw him today.
Nice.
Good dude.
We're
nice.
Geeking out. He's a real good guy. We're geeking out about movies and whatnot.
Well, Kevin, we're in the middle of Who's Human.
Okay.
And it works like this. Human.
Did you already start?
We have kind of already started. We're talking about the Folsom Street Fair, which is an annual big deal. It really is. And you were just saying, No Name, that a lot of people, probably outside San Francisco, actually think of a gay man as being somewhat effeminate, et cetera, prancy.
Sure. I think of biker queens, muscle queens, that kind of thing.
That's who you'll find at the Folsom Street Fair.
That's who I have found when I've gone looking.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. You've
sounds
trolling.
Like you find what you're looking for.
I am a sloppy party bottom.
Stephanie, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so listen to the beginning of the cut. It ends with a crucial question. Do you know who I am? And based on what you've heard to that point in the interview, you guess yes or no, this person will be able to name whom and by name. Here we go.
Sir, what's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, and Tony, where are we right now?
I'm in Folsom Street Fair.
And Tony, how many years have you been coming to the Folsom Street Fair?
This is approximately 3 years.
And what do you think of this year's festivities?
I think this year is a little bit more people and more activities going on, and yeah.
I noticed you're walking around with your friend. He's very protective over you.
Yeah, he is.
Why is that?
Because he's my lover.
Yeah? Does he take care of you?
Oh, yeah.
He's really worried about the questions I'm going to ask you. Why is that?
Because he's jealous.
He's a jealous guy?
Yeah, he
is. How long you guys been together?
40 years.
What can I do to calm him down?
More drink and he will calm down.
How many drinks has he had?
Like a couple, three. Yeah.
Tony, do you have a wandering eye? No wandering eye? Come on, Tony.
It only wanders when I'm not there.
I'm here. He's here. I don't hide right now.
Tony, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
How do you like it?
Very good. Very much.
You help a lot of people, huh?
I do. And also, I'm a CPR and first aid instructor.
Tony, what's the message of the Folsom Street Fair?
What's the message? For me, it's just to get all, you know, get all people united and get all,
literally
get everybody
up.
Just be like a friend or something like that. You know, too many things going on, fighting and all that kind of thing in another country. And I think this is a good opportunity to be like, kind of like, be like each other and, like, you know, and be together.
Yeah.
Does it bother you seeing all these naked hairy asses everywhere?
You know, I do, but, you know.
What
you can say, you know, everybody has different opinion, different ideas, you know. Of course I would not do that, but.
Take a stand already, man. Say you love
it. So I know the term for like a larger, hairy gay man is a bear, correct?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
What's the term that best describes you?
For a bear?
No, for you. What's the term that describes you?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm an angel. I'm an angel wapple.
An angel rapple?
An angel wapple.
What's that?
Beautiful angel.
It's a Spanish word for beautiful.
Guapo?
If you had to, if you were single, Tony, we're pretending here. If you were single and you had to go on a date with either Richard Simmons or Liza Minnelli's ex-husband, who would you choose?
No, nobody.
Why?
They're not attracted to me.
Tony, we have an opportunity for you to win a big prize if you can get one question correct. Tony, do you know who I am? What's my name?
No!
What do you think, Stephanie?
I'm going to have to say no.
Really? Tony will not be able to pull out Hooman.
Hey,
I don't think Tony could pull out a Hooman, period. It sounded like after this was all over, there was a little glory hole action.
He was eager to get Hooman to the business.
Hooman sounded exploratory to me.
So you jumped at this track two, you jumped to three.
Oh, I did. Oh, look at you,
Hooman. 14 years? Finally, the dude jumps up and does his job.
All right, here we go.
14 years he's been involved with his lava?
Yeah,
his lava.
That's like 28 years in the hetero world. Man.
It is.
That's long.
Double time.
Your name. You told me your name, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot. Tell me one more time.
He has no idea. So what's my name?
My name is Tony.
What's my name?
What are you saying, Michael?
Tony, have you ever heard of a radio station called Alice?
Yes, I have.
What's the number on the dial?
I have, by the way.
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second.
Don't remember.
Tony, can you name any of the DJs on the station?
No!
Yes.
Who?
I got one called Matthew Gonzalez.
Matthew Gonzalez on Alice Radio?
Yeah.
Who else? Who else is on the station?
No,
that's all you know?
Yeah, that's
all. You know the music we play?
House music.
Nice. Oh. That's very true. All right, listen, Tony, you seem like a guy who's very confident. You seem like a guy who's very happy.
Hey, Hooman, just so you know, radio can be an imaginatory type of thing. What does this guy look like? Doing that for us.
Well, do you want to take a guess?
I think he looks like Rob Halford, but Chinese.
I'm picturing in the Birdcage. What's his name?
Oh God,
Nathan Lane.
No, the guy who plays the houseboy.
Hank Azaria.
I'm picturing like a Hank Azaria.
But I'm picturing a miniature Hank Azaria.
Me too.
Sarah, you're very close. He was very short.
Uh-huh.
He was wearing a red tank top.
Oh.
Like blue, like swimming trunks.
He called this up awfully quick, didn't he?
White.
For something that happened days ago, right?
No, months. We're talking November, yeah.
This he burned himself into your memory, sir.
This guy's very memorable.
Was it a pink tank top half shirt?
And I wiped myself off afterwards with his red shirt.
He looked like if
dropped it in the gutter.
If you can imagine Mario from the Mario Brothers.
Oh sure, yeah.
No.
So he had a mustache?
No thick mustache. Oh. Just a tiny little. And
so he carried around a sledgehammer and banging things.
One up, two up as he's spanking your ass.
imagine a homeless version of Mario.
What do you mean homeless?
Homeless.
Dirty?
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of looked, you know,
he'd been rolled in the gutter recently.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Did he have all his teeth?
Yeah, he was very happy. Hands down, the happiest person there.
Well, he's been in a relationship for 14. You get it for 14 years steady.
There's a reason.
Be happy too.
There's a reason they call it gay, Hooman.
And the
very
guy,
happy.
Young gay.
Very happy.
The guy that was with him was borderline super bear.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy.
Super bear.
Just a big white guy with a giant belly and another tank top black.
Was he wearing an overcoat?
No, over.
All right, well, Stephanie wins, but I want to hear the end of the cut. So here's the rest of Tony.
Tony, any chance you could take us out by singing us 15 seconds of your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Even in Spanish.
Oh, my God. He wants to... Para bailar la bamba se necesita una copa de gracia. Una copa de gracia pa' mi patilla, pa' mi patilla. Y arriba, y arriba. Ay, arriba, y arriba. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Bamba, bamba.
Sarah, you should tell Kevin your Lou Diamond Phillips story.
There is no Lou Diamond Phillips.
Is there really?
Thanks so much
no.
For your time, Tony.
No.
What are your thoughts? 400,000 people are going to hear this.
Okay, thank you. Hi, everybody. Have a good one. Whatever you're doing, just be cool and just protect yourself.
Could that dude have lived into more stereotypes?
Possibly. I don't know.
And protect yourself.
From me.
Especially with me.
All right, congratulations to Stephanie. She's got some prizes. Stephanie, ask for whatever you want from whom and he'll just give it to you. Traffic this time around is brought to us by
Lou Diamond Phillips.
By Bright Smile.
Hey.
Thank you for asking. Take it away, Kathy.
Okay. Injury accident in San Francisco. It's southbound 101 before Cesar Chavez. An SUV on its side on the right shoulder, but the emergency crews have the right lane blocked, and it's backed up onto the Skyway to 5th and Building. South 101, also the entire Central Freeway backed up. And also stall Santa Cruz Mountain, South 17 past the Redwood Estates. Right lane is blocked. Accident San Jose, South 280 past Saratoga Avenue, blocking the two left lanes, backed up about a half a mile. For the Bay Bridge westbound, the metering lights are on, backed up to the Oakland Army Base overcrossing, and now dense fog advisory posted for the Carquinez, Benicia, and Bay Bridges. Northbound 880 past Marina, San Leandro, accident cleared over to the right shoulder. And an accident east of Novato still being cleared. Eastbound 37 at Lakeville over on the right shoulder. One of the cars ended up off the roadway into a ditch. They're waiting for a tow truck there. So traffic heavy in both directions. Weather partly cloudy after the morning fog clears. Highs going to be in the 50s. It's 735. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Hey, there was nothing on the dial, so I watched.
Hey, man. What's up?
A couple of things. Do you guys want a review of Kevin at Macworld?
Sure. Do you want to do that?
Sure. That's what's in the news.
Okay.
I do have some stories I got to get to, though. But, of course, Macworld dominated the news. Brought to you by CBS. Thanks, CBS, for making the half-ass news happen. You pick up the paper today. I mean, I haven't been to Macworld. I'll probably never go to Macworld. But it looks like a big deal. They had smoke machines around this display of the new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke machines.
That is a big deal.
Let me tell you, sir. I've recently lost the will to live, but I will stick around until June just to get that phone.
Yeah.
Phone is phenomenal.
Everyone says it's awesome. And, you know, I'd say that's what people said about the iPod and lived up to the hype. So I'm sure this thing will, too. But I mean,
how big is it? What does it look like?
It looks like a slightly larger
iPod, but it's thin. Very thin.
Yeah.
It has the TV.
But the weird thing is you can get a phone that plays MP3s right now, but because Apple does it, it makes all the difference. Plus, it runs on the Mac OS 10 system.
Sure.
You can sync it up with your Mac, and you can go online with it. You can go through
all this
browser.
Stuff is in the paper today. The dimensions of, I was just too lazy to bring it up.
Sure, okay.
It's like they invented the idea.
It's like they made the phone. This is actually the real first phone ever, apparently.
Also, a big part of that story is that they stopped calling themselves Apple Computers
Apple
Inc. And now it's just Apple Inc.
They don't just make computers anymore.
No, it's more than that.
As we broke yesterday, they also unveiled a TV setup top box that allows people to send video from their computers wirelessly.
That seems more of a luxury to me. That doesn't seem essential. Yeah, it's just kind
of
like, I mean,
You'll have that, of course.
If somebody gives it to me, then I'll use it, but I don't think I'll go out and buy one. Because it's just the thing, like, you pop it on top of your TV, and anything that's on your laptop, you can put on your TV.
That's cool.
So it's good if you take some photos of you and your wife doing it, and then you turn it into a slideshow, and then you want to watch yourselves do it without going through the necessary mess of making a video thing.
There you go. Of course, the highlight of Macworld yesterday was the Kevin Smith Q&A where he talked about his wiener.
Never mind the iPhone, sir. It was all about the Kev wiener.
That's right. Mike has a review of you, Kevin, if you'd like to hear it.
I don't know if I'm ready for this. Go ahead, Mike.
Drop it, Mike.
Hey, Kevin's presentation was excellent. The great thing, what you said, it's a Q&A. You know, he didn't come out and lecture. He'd answer any question, and you could just go up and ask a question.
And there were people ready to go for that.
He was like Buddha.
There were people lined up at all four microphones, 10 deep.
Oh.
And I got to ask a question, and he talked directly to you. And
what did you ask, sir?
I asked him about Clerks 2, and
I remember you.
Yeah, if you were happy with the box office performance.
I remember you. Yeah, you were wearing a hat, like a visor.
This is the problem.
I was wearing a visor, yeah.
This is the problem with a lot of techie people. Like, the guy's like, it was amazing. I asked him a question, and he answered me directly. I had interpersonal communication.
With another human being.
That's very technical. That's as technical as it gets. I asked, he answered.
So he did a great job. And how long was the whole thing?
An hour and a half.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
Short for you.
Kevin, you know, obviously he has a great breadth of knowledge on movies and the movie business and writing. And, you know, he was very open about all of that. And it was really great to hear.
I'm going to give it, look at that. Give that dude props because he used the term breath.
That's awesome.
Breath of knowledge.
Hey, do you have any criticisms, any pointers for him so he could do a better job next time?
Yeah. What would you like to see more of?
Or less of?
Oh, shoot. That, you know, I really don't have criticisms.
It was perfection, is what you're saying,
sir. It was perfection. He, you know, the tangents were so good. You know, he would go so far off.
That's what we love about him, I have to tell you. The tangents are phenomenal.
I'm always on point, sir.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, well, then it would always come back to the point, was what made the tangent great, was it always wrapped around, like, okay, and this is how this answers your question.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Right on.
Excellent review, Kevin.
A good
really
review
good review.
Mike.
A great review of your fantastic appearance yesterday.
I appreciate that.
They had
Mike.
A big computer thing going on, the International Consumer Electronics Show. That started, I think,
it's
on Monday
Vegas.
Or whatever. Yeah, in Sin City.
And you say it's consumer electronic, and yet you told me that only certain people are allowed to go to this. I had no idea. I thought this was a thing where.
Yeah. It's like an invite only type of thing.
That just seems so
silly. I think
silly.
It's dope that Mac's just like, we're not doing that. We're doing our own show.
That's how cool they are.
Mm. Yeah.
Although Mac doesn't do it. Technically, it's called Mac World, which is a magazine, and Mac has nothing to do with this. Mac doesn't throw the show.
Oh.
But Steve Jobs comes out and is the keynote speaker, but Apple doesn't own this convention.
Wow.
I see. He's just a guest. They're guests like anybody else. If they want to get a table, I'm sure they get a reduced rate, but it's not their convention. It's about them. So that's kind of dope. That's
just like Star Trek doesn't put
it'd be
on
like if somebody threw a party in your honor and you didn't throw it yourself, but you went. You know, you're obliged to go because it's all about you.
Because it's you. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not know that.
No idea.
They're not blowing their own horn. Somebody's blowing
their horn for them.
Exactly.
Yet they'll come there and unveil their latest products.
We're better to do it than in front of a bunch of Mac heads.
Sure. Totally. Of course, the iPhone's in the news today, but I saw this from the International Consumer Electronics Show and was just completely fascinated. The robot Elvis is upon us.
Yeah.
From WowWee.
Robot Elvis.
You've probably seen these things. Like, if you ever looked on like one of those Sky Mall things on a plane and stuff, and you see that, you know, that little ape head? Actually, I have it at home. Remember the little monkey I brought in here?
Yes,
that looks like a real animatronic.
Sure.
You nuts.
Yeah. The little monkey. Same people that make that, but this is Elvis. And the thing that's rad about this is now, you know, you would expect it to sing and whatever, but you can plug a microphone into it or your iPod into it, and Elvis will interact and like perform whatever's playing through it. You can actually sing through Elvis. That is effing awesome.
Oh, that is great. Wow. That's the big deal over there at the consumer.
Now, somebody must have to license his image, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like,
sure.
They must.
Lisa Marie and they still get all the, they license all that.
So somebody came to them
the
and
licensing.
Said, somebody came to them and said, we want to build a creepy likeness.
Robot
of your
Elvis.
Dead husband slash father.
Totally.
We'll give you $1.50 per unit.
And they're
unit.
Like, done and done.
Why not?
$350 you can get them in August. I'm getting one of these.
$350
Yeah, this thing is awesome.
How wide does that mouth open, I'm asking?
It looks pretty good, dude. I don't know.
There
but
it is.
All I'm saying, dude.
Oh, it does look good. Look at that.
If you've
and
ever
it's
wanted,
young Elvis, too.
To be serviced by Elvis as well, that
exactly.
is the toy
Ooh,
for
that
you.
Could be
to have the king of rock and roll sing Black Sabbath in front of your very eyes, what could be possibly cooler at a party?
And then?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Pop it in his mouth.
Oh!
Oh, my God, you're a 9-year-old.
Yeah. I'll say. Take this, Elvis. Choking Elvis. So rad. Isn't that awesome?
Come in, little love, baby. Cross my heart. Ooh.
So rad.
That career will always amaze me because it's not even a dude that wrote his own songs.
He just sang. I'm going to strap on the Elvis head robot to the front of my motorcycle.
Oh, great idea.
And I'm just going to drive through the streets of San Francisco.
No, you're not. That'd
move!
Be a good drive.
I'll be pushing my broken down motorcycle, singing Elvis songs and like calling for help. Hey, someone help me! Help!
They'll be like, that looks
help
like
me
Elvis
very much.
In the later years.
Totally.
Dallas 97.3, Sarah, no name. Alice's morning show. Kevin Smith is in the studio with us because
that's
he
right.
likes being here, and that's the only
Man.
Reason.
I do
sure,
like being
he's
here.
He's got a movie coming out.
But Catch and Release is coming out January 26th. Mm. Jennifer Garner picture, Tim Oliphant, me, Juliette Lewis, dude named Sam Jaeger.
Some
good
little
flick.
Kid.
Some little kid mm. who's really good. Some Canadian kid. Mm. Go see it. Romantic comedy, but with a twist.
Oh, there's always a twist.
Of course there is.
In the end, she turns out to be a killer.
Half-Ass News brought to you by Healthy Relief, the big story of the day, Sarah. And this broke last night.
Not the Elvis head from the Consumer Electronics? The
story of the day is that I got a motorcycle.
Oh, really? Sure. That's
outside of that, nothing else really matters, but this is what people are getting fired up about. And this fires me up. And I it's one of those things where, like, I saw the headline last night, and I kind of was like, oh, I'll print that out, and, you know, I'll get to celebrate tomorrow together as a Alice family that this bitch got her her just desserts.
Did Darian O'Toole, something happened to her?
No, I'm talking about that chick that threw her 6-year-old, 2-year-old, and 16-month-old off into the bay.
Yes.
This lady, mom, by the way.
Explain for those of us that don't live in the Bay Area.
Yeah. This happened last October.
Yeah.
This lady,
saying, of 05 or
05? 05.
Okay. 05. And is saying that, basically she was getting messages from God to send her kids to heaven. So she took her three kids, 6, 2, and 16 months, and just tossed them in the bay.
Right, just walked out on a dock.
Three kids, age 6, age 2, and 16 months.
Yep.
And pitched them off of what? Not the bridge?
A pier.
No, just a dock.
Just went to the average
close
dock.
To here. Yeah. A pier, a wharf.
Did any of them make it?
No, in fact, they only found one body.
Yeah, two of the bodies are still out there in the bay, Kevin, floating around.
Oh.
Fish bait.
What happened to her?
The even more tragic thing is that obviously crazy lady's thrown her kids overboard, and there were people around, and nobody stopped her.
Yeah.
One,
what?
Two,
youngest
three.
Boy was
nobody
laughing, thinking it was a game.
Wait a second. 6-year-old. So, I'm not familiar with how one drowns a child. If you're 6, you can't tread water?
Apparently not.
Is the bay that deep?
Weird tides. I mean, the fact is, these kids didn't make it out.
Maybe the kids just couldn't swim. And I mean,
all right, so you pitch the baby, and I get it. The baby's is goner unless somebody jumps in there. Even the 2-year-old, but a 6-year-old, I would imagine, tread water, maybe try to swim for sure.
Well, maybe the kid couldn't swim.
Didn't happen.
There are kids that can't swim.
And people are around and didn't do anything.
And nobody says she's pitched one in. No one stops her. She's
two.
Pitched another.
Go for three.
Is there a chance? But do you blame them, or do you think they were just, they thought, she's obviously playing with her kids. They didn't.
They're going swimming in the bay off the pier.
Is that, I don't know the area. Is that?
No, people don't swim in the bay.
No,
because
well, people do
dirty,
swim in the bay, but they're crazy.
It's deep because it's
freezing cold. There's it's dangerous.
There's
it's
lots of sharks.
Are there sharks?
There's all manner of.
Well, that's far enough.
Ocean killers,
the other two kids, man.
There you go.
Well, it's just
but
you'd like to think you would step in and have tried to save these kids.
Regardless, I mean, we're all on the same page. Horrible crime.
Yes.
When this happened, I was saying this lady should be just dragged down the
street.
A Yates-like
crime. An Andrea Yates.
Just horrible.
Yes.
So I see the headline last night. I'm like, mom found guilty. I'm like, great. This bitch is going to die. We're going to kill her.
Nope.
Guilty of assault.
Why?
Guilty of assault.
Right.
I just don't understand. That's not murder in the first degree.
No.
When you take three human beings and throw them into the bay.
I guess technically no, because if you're holding them under, it's murder. If you're just pitching them in,
that's crazy.
That's assault.
That's assault.
I guess
it's assault.
Because
now,
there's a chance they, because I guess it's the court going, well, why didn't they tread water? Blaming the victim.
A 16-month-old? Why did that 16-month-old just swim to shore?
What is the sentence for that type of thing?
Well, the lawyer's trying to get her stuck in an institution, right?
Sure.
Why? She sounds perfectly sane.
The possible sentence is 15 years to life, which is ridiculous.
You can get 15 years to life for assault?
This is what's going to happen.
They're going to decide between... I'm sorry.
This chick's going to be out in a decade. I'm telling you right now.
Manslaughter and second-degree murder are the two things that the jury has the option. It's like it's almost like it's an accidental death.
And she's saying, her whole thing is like, well, God told me to make a human sacrifice. I just want to put it out there if you're listening. If God ever tells you to make a human sacrifice, sacrifice yourself.
There you go.
All right?
Unless
Please.
She specifically asks for a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Without that story, the Bible's full of those stories. Abraham, right?
Yeah. But I mean, like, I'm reading this thing.
I don't think
I just want to vomit. I want
to
vomit,
anybody to sacrifice a child since Abraham. And that story is negligible. That's very sad.
Makes me completely sick.
It's awful.
Like, you just sit there, and you're like, there's no justice there.
Let me ask you a question. So you're there, and she starts pitching kids into the water like so many pennies. Do you jump in after them, or are you terrified of the water?
I got so outraged when I first heard the story. I thought, of course I would have jumped in after them, or of course I would have tried to stop her. But maybe it's like the thing where you're stunned. You can't believe what's... I don't know how you would react.
I don't know, man.
I would think, though, that that many people would have jumped into the water. You would think that if there were literally a crowd of people around as during the story...
During the trial, like one of the dudes who witnessed it, he was there with his kids, and so he was kind of freaked out, like maybe she's going to grab his kids.
His kids.
He just kind of sat there and watched, but I'm like, dude.
He's freaked out because he couldn't defend himself against this woman who pitched her kids in. Like he
I mean, she's obviously crazy. She's throwing her kids in the water. What if she goes crazy, pushes you in, then starts grabbing your kids, and, you know...
You pick up the nearest chair and hit her over the head.
Well, you're in the drink already.
Some fun stuff.
She uses your weight against you.
Totally. Yeah. You think so? You think she's like judo, karate?
Yeah. Oh, she clearly had some skills.
But what if I don't throw myself at her? What if I'm just in a defensive post? How is she going to use my weight against me?
What would you have done if you were there with your little 7-year-old daughter?
No, I'm just taking it to the story I'm taking it to the story of she starts going after me and my kids. Like, it sounds like this dude was like, I'm going to run away with my kids because I'm scared, but... I would just be like, well, how can this chick take me? I'm huge.
Man, all I'm saying is that, you know, assault, when you throw three kids over to... no.
That's weak, but no. I guess it falls really technically weak. Within the line.
I don't care. I want some Saddam action. I want the chick swinging from a freaking rope. It's like,
I agree.
Makes me sick.
I'm fascinated by the shark angle of the story, though. There are really sharks in that bay?
There are.
Not great this whites or anything.
The great white breeding ground is right off the Faroe Islands. This is one of the biggest
part
spots.
Of the Bloody Triangle.
Is it really? What are the other two parts of the Bloody Triangle?
Like what is it?
Stinson
South
Beach.
And, oh yeah.
And where?
Well, Bermuda Triangle. We got the Bloody Triangle.
Well, yeah. South Africa.
What are the three parts?
South Africa around Johannesburg is really bad for great whites, and I think we're like number two. For great whites.
Get out of here.
People get shark attacked all the time up here on the beaches.
Time. Yeah.
Well, that's big news. How come we're not talking about that every minute of the show?
We do. We
I
want to
go out chumming for them sometimes.
Mm. Oh, that sounds great.
I think that is like the people that survive shark attacks, I would imagine, have to go through some sort of counseling. Because it's one thing, like, let's say you're on your bike, your brand new bike, you're doing 30.
Sure.
And you hit a rock and you skin your knee or something like that. Because you're not going very fast and you never will on that POS bike. You injure yourself in the line of doing something you enjoy, and you're like, you know, maybe I should be more careful next time. You're swimming, something bites an appendage off, eats it, poops it out.
Yeah.
What an indignity that is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm sharkish.
How angry are you at the entire marine community where you're like, I could have used that, and all you did with it was poop it out. It's not like you took my arm and did something cool with it.
Yeah.
You
and they don't even enjoy it either. They say that, you know,
spit
the sharks hate, they usually spit out human meat. They don't like it.
They don't like the taste.
It doesn't taste good.
Well, and it's usually clad in rubber around here. It's your wetsuit.
Yeah. Neoprene.
A lot of survivors, though, man, they get right back on that board.
What about that girl? That she was 14 years old. She got her arm bitten off like a above the elbow, and you know, doesn't seem like the sharpest tack out there, but she's right back on the board and out there, you know, shooting.
Pick up a DVD called Anatomy of a Shark Bite. I believe it was done on Discovery Channel, one of those channels. Fascinating. Most of it's kind of BS or not as interesting because they
filler
because they build they get
build
a bunch
it
of
up
special
to
effects.
The killer.
No, they get a bunch of special effects people and marine experts and biological experts to recreate a shark with the proper bite radius and pressure.
Yeah,
all that stuff's boring. But they have footage of shark attacks, and there's this one girl who's like off this boat where she was a cook on the boat or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody's on an adjacent boat just videotaping because she's swimming in the water. Mm-hmm. And I think they were like, chick in the water.
Out.
This is
hot.
All of a sudden, you just see something rise up out of the water, bigger than her, and put its mouth around her.
Yeah,
and she goes down, and there's the people in the boat are putting an oar toward her, trying to grab her with the oar she's holding on. It is horrifying.
Did she die?
Oh, yeah.
No, she lived, and she lost like a leg from the hip down.
I think a lot of people that get, like, especially local surfers, though, that like have encounters with sharks, I think once they get bit, they're like, that's it, that's my statistic. It's almost
like lightning.
You know what I mean? Like,
twice,
they'll never get hassled again.
No way,
I think that's the way they think of it, though.
I guess they must. You got to be committed to do that kind of thing.
Got to be out of your mind.
It's Alice 97.3, Sarah, No Name Alice. Good morning show. Jessica,
Let the punishment fit the crime with that woman who pitched her kids in the water. Why not pitch her in and see what happens?
Just see what happens.
So if she treads water and lives, so be it, and she'll do a little time. But
if she drowns
or gets eaten by a shark, there it is.
Hey, Jessica, you're on the air.
Jessica, you're on
the
air.
An eye for an eye, as they say in the Old Testament.
I met a guy who was bit by a great white shark.
What?
Oh my God.
Do you remember that guy who was bit at Stinson Beach, the little boy?
Yeah.
Well, he's grown up now. He's kind of a cutie now. And I met him, and he was like, yeah, I got bit by a shark. He pulled down his pants. Yeah, his whole thigh is all scar tissue.
That's my move, too.
Oh, my God.
Wait, his whole
crazy.
What? His whole what?
His whole side is scar tissue.
Really?
The whole thigh is, yeah.
I never thought of using that move when
off,
I was single.
Huh?
Like, hey, I've been doing my show.
I just wanted to promote the Shark Talk.
Hey, Jessica, hold on. Jessica, when he pulled down his pants, what happened next?
You just... I got bit by the fact his leg was bit off.
I got bit by
his
a shark.
His leg was gone?
Oh,
he was missing
gone.
His leg?
Oh, a big chunk of his muscle is gone.
You want to get bit by a snake, baby?
All right, thank you, Jessica.
It's a yeah, I mean,
North
even,
American beef
even
snake.
If she was interested in taking that dude all the way, the moment he drops his pants and shows... You know, scar tissue from a shark bite? Do you just dry up, don't you?
I think it depends
macho,
on
dude.
Yeah.
I think some girls
really that would
dig.
Turn you
scars.
On.
Yeah, some girls do.
I mean,
like,
scars
so
one thing,
manly,
but like
you
when
shark.
You see like something that looks like you were a sandwich,
let's
that got a
see
bite
if you
at
can
it.
Survive me.
You
really?
Want to know a line that I've never used? Maybe,
sure.
Is you tell a girl, hey, I've got a piercing down there, and they're very fascinating. You're like, oh, they want to see the piercing. Then you go, just kidding. And then there you are.
That's why don't you just get a piercing down there?
And then you kiss the tip. That's
whoa.
That.
What?
That's it.
What did Matt just say?
I don't really know.
It just happened.
It's a
let's
day
go
of
back
random
to the
stories.
So what? So the worst she'll get is what? 15 years?
HIV.
For
what?
Assault?
I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? This chick should just be killed. That's my point, Kevin. I don't want to overanalyze it.
I
want this woman to die
people,
today.
We have to leave the audience with some hope. She's not going to be
kill her.
Sent to the gallows.
Somebody do the right thing. Take
will
her
she,
out.
Will she get a little time? Will she do a little time?
You know, she
will
probably
in a
will.
Mental institution.
She probably will. She'll do a little bit of time, and those two bodies will never be recovered, and those three kids will never get to laugh or see a balloon or smile.
A lot of
or
injustice
go to the
in
circus.
The world, man. A lot of injustice in the world. You know what's weird? I was watching, we've been into Frasier lately, and usually when I watch things, I kind of go read up as much information as I could. Kelsey Grammer has this insane personal history where, like, his father was murdered.
In front of him,
no,
right?
No, not in front of
Dave
him.
Navarro.
In the Virgin Islands, his
mother.
Father was murdered on a lawn. His sister was kidnapped in front of a Red Lobster, and she was killed. And then he has two twin half brothers who were also killed, I believe, in a shark incident.
Wow!
Both can you imagine? Yeah, that's what at least that's what it says on Wikipedia.
Yeah, like everyone he's related to is dead.
Isn't that insane?
It is.
Like, you have to be able to forgive that dude when he went a little crazy.
And
little
now he's
ago.
Married to that woman with the irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, this guy's
got irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
She's got irritable bowel syndrome.
How do you know that?
She talks about it.
Yeah, she can't
she's
be
like
out
a spokesperson
there she's
for
like,
IBS, yeah.
And
although,
what is that exactly?
It's, you know, you just have a stomach ache all the time, and you have some, you've got a lot of issues, and depending on what
is
you
that
eat.
It, or
I
you,
just gas, dude, like,
you're constantly
all
trapping.
The time.
You're drizzly. However, I did get the episode of Architectural Digest that shows their home in Hawaii, so it's sort of a...
Four homes they have.
Yeah.
I read a lot about that dude. But can you imagine like that much, like when tragedy strikes, you're like, all right, like it's just the shark bite thing where it's like once you've been bitten by a shark, it'll never happen again.
Surely that's it for
this
me.
This dude like had three family members, maybe four, lost in horrible ways. Not just like, you know, died of old age
or
diabetes
cancer
or cancer.
Something.
Yeah, man.
It's an unfair world.
It is.
Yes,
so
it
cruel,
is, so.
Kevin.
It really is bad. That's why I don't leave the house. F it. I'm home.
You have your own world.
Totally. Like, where nothing
this.
Bad ever happens.
Totally.
Home invasion. I'm terrified of that.
Dude, tell me about it.
Even
oh, my
that,
God.
I can't even stay home. Because
you got a
I'm
safe
like,
room, dude?
I do.
Do you really?
Panic room.
And you got no guns and you're afraid of home invasion?
Well, my father-in-law
already,
lives
bro.
With us. And, dude, I
got, he's
no
got guns?
Sack whatsoever. He's an ex-cop.
Does he have guns, then? So your arm is
you always
saying.
Have someone
I'm
living with
saying.
You. How long's that
I'm
guy been living with you?
Her parents have been living with us for, God, since we moved out to California, even when we were back
both
in Jersey.
Both her parents?
Both her parents. Well, her mother and her stepfather. Yeah, Byron and Gail.
Huh.
That's great.
Nice.
Just having built in
so they're taking
nanny
care of Harley
without
while you
having
guys are
to pay
out.
A nanny. Like, without
that's
being
fantastic.
Without being so gaucious to be like, we have a nanny for our kids. We turn our kid over to a stranger. We have Nan and Pop. So, you
it's
know, multi-generational
great.
Household.
Sure, that's fantastic.
It's awesome, but
that's they
the
hear
way they
us
do moaning
Japan,
all the time.
Right?
It must
oh,
be horrible
do.
For them, yeah.
They probably don't care.
Probably at this point.
Yeah.
They're like, it'll be 3 minutes, it'll be over.
Exactly.
No, don't worry, Darren.
Turn up the stereo. Make it loud.
Just watch something while this is
social
going
distortion.
On. And by the time this commercial's over, they'll be done.
Yeah.
That type of
are you guys loud when you do it? I mean, I would think with other
we're
people.
We're very chatty.
Are you, oh, just
not,
chatty.
Not loud in as much as
so they hear you talking and they go, okay, I guess
oh, a lot of dirty talk and filthy, horrible talk.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah. Really nasty things. But
like
I don't
what
think
kinds of things?
That.
Like, what do you say to her? What does she say to you?
So I'll tell you off the air.
No, I want to hear now.
Give me that Fabio music.
Yeah. Okay. And if you can't say it, just use the first letter of the word.
Yeah.
We talk about a lot of S. We talk about a lot of P. We talk about a lot of Q. I'm just pulling letters right now.
Close your eyes
you
and pretend
she's Maddie's wheels
astride.
Are turning going, what's P and Q? I've never done P and Q. We're just filthy talkers. We're rarely ever having sex with one another.
Example,
if you follow
sir.
Me.
I know
we
what
are rarely
Q
ever
is.
Having sex with one another.
Oh, you role play.
No, not role play. Not as much as outfits, but there's always like any number of people. That bedroom.
You're my dirty little.
No name.
You're my
bedroom,
little nurse.
No name. Pinch my
you're
nipple.
That bedroom is like a conference going on.
As long as she doesn't ever call you daddy and her dad gets confused.
No, we don't call each other really other names.
Petty names. It's
nothing like that. But it is a lot of dirty talk.
This is a Q queef.
Good guess. That's an excellent guess.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of anything sexual that started
face.
With a Q.
No, dude. Like I said, I'm just pulling random letters.
Does she do that?
Does she queef?
Okay.
In your face.
Ask Sarah. Do women queef? Is that a myth?
No, women do. However,
air gets captured and released?
It does. I mean, it's
part of nature, man.
It's catch and release.
It's catch and release.
Nice. Speaking of which, January 26th.
Kevin's movie.
Catch and release, a movie about Jennifer Garner having a series of irritable bowel syndrome queefs.
Okay, nice. It's time for traffic. We're going to play Guess the Celebrity right after this 800-400-97 call. Play the game. Talk to Kevin Smith, you know, whatever you want. Really.
You can ask him a question and he'll answer you.
Yeah.
Just like he did at Macworld.
That's what he
does.
You
don't got to go to some big conference to speak to him. You can just call up.
You don't have to pay. That's call here. It's free.
That's right. Even the phone call's free.
Let's talk about sharks more, man. Boy, that captures my imagination.
Really?
That's what your next movie should
be
about.
I saw Jaws when I was 5, so like my whole life, it's all been like, got to stay out of the ocean, can't get killed by a shark.
You know the weird thing about doing radio, Sarah, I think, is like we've talked about sharks like so much. That's kind of like, you know, like I don't know if I can talk about it anymore with any real semblance of passion.
Yeah,
did you ever talk about the fact, though, that when you get bitten and they eat an appendage?
No,
they
we never
poop
have
it
talked
out
about
that's that.
It out.
That is the ultimate indignity. I mean,
that could be with any animal, though.
You
that
survive the horror of an animal attack of any sort.
Yeah.
You survive that horror, but then, like, you're happy to be alive.
You're waiting for your finger to come back out.
That's the thing.
It'd be worse if it was a land animal because they might see it again.
That's the thing.
Oh, there's my hand.
Imagine that. Imagine you're like the chick. Who got bit by the lion?
Yeah.
When you guys were on break, you were talking about got attacked by the lion. Yeah. That lion probably ate that appendage, maybe. If it, let's say it ripped it off. I don't know the full story. And ate it?
Yeah.
She goes to work a few days later.
Her coworkers clean up her food.
Yeah, they're like, can you clean that up? And she's looking at it going like, I could have used that.
Yeah.
You know? This is horrible.
I could have got you something from the snack shack.
It's insult to injury. It's the ultimate form of insult to injury. That's why, like, with a chicken, you eat the whole chicken. You know, you don't leave half of it there so that he looks at you going like, why?
Why are you wasting my body?
Okay, time for traffic. 800-400-97 to play Guess the Celebrity with us. Traffic is brought to us by teamandtraining.org. Make team and training your New Year's resolution. Train for a marathon or a century ride or triathlon. Have the experience of a lifetime. Call 878-TRAIN or visit teamandtraining.org. Teamandtraining.org. Go, Kathy.
All right. Accident Redwood City is South 101 past Woodside. Over on the shoulder. Accident San Jose, North 280 at Bascom, also on the shoulder. Finally, the accident in San Francisco cleared to the shoulder. South 101 before Cesar Chavez, but it's still slow off the Skyway and off the southbound Central Freeway. Northbound 17 slowing as well from right around Highway 85 out into Campbell to Hamilton Avenue, where Caltrans is doing some road work off to the side of the roadway, and that's slowing things down. Bay Bridge, the metering lights on, backed up towards the end of the parking lot and a dense fog advisory posted for the Carquinez, Benicia, and Bay Bridges. And Bart's running on time. Weather partly cloudy, highs in the 50s. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Kathy in the KCBS.
Kathy, I heard we're having like record low temperatures.
Oh my God, it's supposed to be like tomorrow, the next day, the highest temperature is supposed to be like the 30s and the 40s. That's the high for the day.
Yeah, it's been so nice. And then I was reading today, it's like supposed to drop down. There's going to be snow in the mountains.
I love when there's a little snow on the mountains.
Yeah.
We've been here a few times when it snowed, haven't we? Seen a little flurry action here. It never sticks or anything, but I prefer the snow to the rain.
Why would you bother talking about the weather? We can still talk about sharks.
Seriously, go have a. You know, I'm
Tell,
sure
hit him. Hit him with that.
Maddie
just
it.
Dropped something that was just. My imagination is completely captured. So.
No, they did it for a while in Discovery. I don't know what happened in this series, but they would like say what would happen if a shark and a tiger battled. You know, they would keep coming up things like bears and I don't.
It was
know.
Like celebrity death match.
That's
it
Rocky was. Balboa right there. The whole plot is him saying, like what happens if Rocky fought this current.
And they
boxer.
Did it with all the great digital stuff too. So it was you know it was awesome.
A shark and a lion.
Shark and a lion.
Shark and Kevin Smith.
No. We know who the winner is in that fight.
And they said they think
you'd talk his ears off.
The lion would win.
All right.
Shark doesn't have ears, Sarah. So there.
That's don't? The joke
grab
part
that
of it.
Dude, grab the dude on the board who saw well, Catch and Release.
Never, no.
We hold on, dude. I want to hear what you thought.
All right. Go ahead, Chris, quickly.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, not bad. I saw Catch and Release at Vogathon.
Oh, you went to Vogathon? Right on. Thank you, sir. In Jersey earlier this year.
Yeah, I drove all the way from Oklahoma.
Last year. From Oakey. How are you listening to the show?
I bet he liked the movie.
I liked the movie?
Yeah.
I liked it. Like I said, I wasn't big on romantic comedies, but you and Juliette Lewis were the only things, you know, really, really that stuck out as a really, really solid part of the film.
Right on, sir. Wait, are you in Oklahoma now, or are you out in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm in Tulsa.
Are you calling in from a different location outside
we got mark them on the map.
The
I don't
audience.
Think we have anybody from OK in there.
Look at that.
All right, we're marking you on the map.
I'm bringing in ears.
Is that why you're
places.
Listening, Chris, specifically
yeah,
for Kevin?
Yeah, we're on the board. We're all just listening, so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
telling you, man, I'm your key to bigger markets.
A whole new world.
Yeah, totally.
Aren't you a little disappointed? Hey, Chris.
Don't you want to go to Oklahoma and broadcast?
Hey, Chris, is the board a little disappointed that Kevin didn't know what a kegerator was?
No.
Not at all,
they don't
really.
Care.
Not at all.
You can do no wrong.
We're on the board. We're on the board this morning. We're thinking Kevin's kind of carrying the show this morning.
Yeah.
He is carrying the show. He won't let anybody else take a piece of it and hold on.
Please, have you ever been in a room with this guy and tried to talk?
Back off, people.
I've spoken with the man several hundred times. He's a great man.
No, he's spoken to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Okay, thank you, Chris.
Of course.
I spoke to him, and I told him to take his kids and pitch them in the bay.
Fantastic. All right, Zach, you ready to play Guess the Celebrity with us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, I want to dedicate this to Emily Townsend. I hope your broken ankle gets better soon.
Oh, heal fast, Emily.
What's that all about? Who is
wrap
that?
It in your, wrap it
it's
in
my,
money.
It's my friend's his, kid,
one of
dude.
His,
it's my
one
friend's
socialite
kid.
Friends.
It's my socialite friend's kid.
Actually, Beth's a friend of all of them.
A socialite?
Yeah. Just dip it in plaster of Paris. Dip hundreds in
like
plaster
Paris.
Like the
Paris Hilton of San Francisco?
Kind of like
yeah.
that.
Sure.
Right on.
That's who he rolls with up here.
Yeah.
He's really?
Yeah,
do you
he's
get to hang out with that
pages.
Crowd?
He hangs out with the Gettys, dude.
He's a Getty kid. Mm. He goes to the big famous Getty dinner
every Sunday night.
And Getty's dinner.
And did you get into this via this show?
Yes.
No.
No wonder you worked for Peanuts, dude.
Of course you did.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck, everyone.
Thank you.
And Emily, we hope you heal soon.
Heal up.
Okay.
My nickname is the Thin White Dusk.
Johnny
David
Winter.
Bowie?
Vanilla it is ice. David Bowie.
Wow.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
Sorry,
Sarah.
Zach. But he's not the thin. He's the Thin White
Dusk.
He's not the Thin White
All right.
Dusk. All right,
double
whatever.
Down,
okay, double down.
Down.
Duke. The Thin White Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Dusk.
What Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller movie was I a judge in? Don't help her.
Zoolander.
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to do another round of Who's Who, and Kevin Smith is here. We're going to get some
saying.
Celebrity trash, maybe.
Two hours more of this, people.
Woo-hoo! All right, the celebrity trash is coming up. Who's Who is coming up. More Kevin Smith.
In a plant.
Here
Get
we go.
Out of here.
Let's talk about
bright
teeth.
Smile.
Bright smile.
Kevin, you're a Hollywood glitzy kind of dude.
You must have had work done to your teeth.
I was just gonna say, you know, I've never had anything done to my teeth.
You see them go.
You can use the bright
smile. You could use a bright smile.
Well, I mean, they're yellow because I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
Does bright smile make them white?
Bright.
I don't need that. I like them to be.
You do need it.
I know.
No,
I like
you need it.
Yeah,
you're
I like them to be yellow. No, are you?
You're a celebrity. You need white teeth.
I mean, if
you got a board listing right now, dude, you're a celebrity.
Look at what else I'm working with. You think the teeth is the first thing I got to be concerned with?
Makes a big difference.
Why not spend the $3.99?
Dude, I'm married. I ain't trying anymore. Anything.
Do it for your lady.
No way.
She likes to look at those yellow zombie teeth. Hell no, dude.
No, you get
zombie mouth come at her.
Yeah. I'm easy to find in the dark, sir. She's like, they're the glowing iridescent teeth.
Mm.
How much does Bright Smile cost?
Well,
tell me,
and
I'll tell you.
It's $600, but they have a special right now. It's $3.99, and if you book an appointment for this week, you'll receive their whitening maintenance rinse for free, but that's only this week.
It's so arbitrary that white teeth is attractive.
White teeth is attractive.
Why?
White teeth are attractive.
Because that's supposed to be the natural color of teeth or something?
Exactly.
Because anything else looks like you're not taking care of your mouth.
A buddy of mine back in Jersey had a tooth kind of die, I guess, got one gray tooth in his mouth.
Right. Same.
He needs bright smile,
bright smile
on that one tooth.
Hey, three luxury locations to serve you, one in Walnut Creek, one in Palo Alto, one in Union Square. Call right now, make an appointment, 1-800-BRIGHT-SMILE. That's BRITE-SMILE.
Hey, this is Juliette Lewis from the new hot band Juliette and the Licks, and you're listening to Sarah and No Name. Yeah, you heard this. Thanks, Juliette. We just had a conversation about Juliette. She's in your new movie, Kevin Smith, Catch and
First
Release.
First off, let's define. It's not my movie. I didn't direct it. Susanna Grant.
You're in it. It's your movie.
If you liked Erin Brockovich and you liked that picture In Her Shoes with Cameron Diaz, or you just saw recently Charlotte's Web, which Susanna wrote. Susanna's a screenwriter, Academy Award nominated screenwriter, and They finally let her direct one of her own scripts, and that was Catch and Release. Juliette Lewis is in it, and she's so
she's great,
insanely talented.
Mm-hmm.
I was. This is how convincing that woman is, right? I'm in the middle of a conversation with her.
Yes.
We're chit-chatting and whatnot, and then I'm like, "Why is she calling me Sam?" We were in a scene. Like, I forgot. I was just like, I thought I was having a conversation with somebody. She was that natural.
Whoa.
Cameras were
she is who she is, man.
Amazing.
Did that scene
actress.
Make it in, the one where you didn't know you were on?
Or? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want
to see I'd actually like to watch a movie that you're in with you.
What do you mean?
I just think that would be interesting.
Oh, sit next to me while I watch a movie that I'm in?
And then, but
and
without
be able to read his mind.
Right.
It would be obnoxious.
Or just watch it on a DVD and we can pause it and we
if
could ask
if you were sitting next to me, I'd be like, do you want some popcorn? It's right here in my lap. That kind of thing.
Reach deep.
Dick in a box. It's 8:15. Sarah, No Name, Alice's Morning Show, Mr. Kevin Smith.
When you're watching movies with your husband, how's your husband? You guys been married how long now?
14 years.
How's he? That's it?
Yeah. What do you mean, that's it? How old do you think I am?
Longer.
Jesus. I know, well, I know I'm freaking elderly and
you
everything.
You said you're 40, but I just assumed you were married much longer than that.
I know. We got married at 26. We lived together
what,
for 3 years.
What's the frequency of your intercourse?
You know, we try to at least do something or other once a week. It's not
something or other.
Yeah.
You mean there are options?
Oh, I know. Yeah. A lot of times I just say, you know, I don't want to get a little whack-a-whack-a.
Really?
Whack-a-whack-a gulp.
Yeah. I'm not a gulper,
Pac-Man.
Frankly.
When, do you know? I mean, by now you must know when he's randy or feeling it.
Oh, he's basically any old time. Yeah. He would like it a lot
is
more.
Is he a romancer or is he just like, can we do it tonight?
No, we get right to it.
Really?
He's the guy that walks in, drops his pants, and says, see anything you like?
Really?
And then I either do or don't.
Jason Mewes does that too.
If that works, I'll bring him up here
and we'll see what happens.
Very straightforward.
So have you ever been watching TV and you're really into a movie and he's just really into you and then you have to pause the movie and go do things?
That hasn't happened in a while. No, if we're watching a movie, we're pretty... Oh,
that's
sure,
love.
I guess.
That's
you love. Know. I know when he wants it because we'll be sitting there, it'll be like a Saturday night and we've watched a movie and we're just, you know, sitting watching a little television and he starts flipping around and he'll go to like the porno, the softcore channels.
Yeah.
And passion. I'm like, okay, I
Spice Channel will just be on.
He's sending a very subtle message.
Yeah, very,
check
very
it
subtle.
Out.
Let me ask you this.
Hey,
I watch,
pass me the TV guide. You like reach into a stack of Hustlers. Check it out.
I watch movies quite a bit.
Yep.
Now, I'm a guy who, in the midst of lovemaking, I just never take my shirt off.
Oh.
Never do it. Now, when I watch programs, TV and films and whatnot, when a guy and a girl start making out and they're going to get down, the girl immediately takes the dude's shirt off.
Yes.
Does that happen in your relationship?
Usually we, I haven't really given it that much thought.
What about you,
we're
sir?
Usually
when
naked.
You're getting down with your lady,
Christy likes me to be
shirt?
Completely naked.
Does really? She?
Yeah, when we bone, it's usually completely naked.
Well, usually the shirt comes off and gets set to the side because that's the cleanup item.
I'll let Chris.
That's
what we got a towel. We
yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Actually, but, I love
bedside
a towel.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool towel,
the one that like the kids go to use. You're like, don't touch that.
Yeah, it's the cozy blanket.
That's your brother's sister.
Exactly. but I'll compromise. Chris, you can leave her socks on.
Oh,
socks on.
She likes to keep socks
feet
on.
Feet get cold, you know.
John's right a sock guy.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, dude,
I like
trust
it.
Me. I hit on my wife constantly. I don't care. Like, she pretty much doesn't do anything.
Right.
Like, whatever. Like, she doesn't have to
just
get naked.
Watch me do it.
Exactly.
Watch
exactly.
me touch it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever,
we had
man.
That conversation.
Yeah.
What's the frequency for you?
Right now?
What's the frequency,
with,
Kenneth?
With the new dude?
Yeah.
With the new 3 month? I don't know, man. I'm trying to...
the new dude.
Probably not enough, that's for sure. I don't know.
Were you doing it while she was pregnant?
Yeah, definitely.
Right up to the day or no?
No. We had this conversation too, Kevin.
I know.
Listen to the show that we did yesterday.
I know. I'm just going back. I'm having fond memories.
Are you fact checking?
Better show. I am. I'm seeing if a day later you change your story.
Yeah,
what about
yeah,
you
yeah.
and your wife?
Frequency? Probably like twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
It is actually, considering
really
the way
good.
I look and whatnot.
Yeah,
like you would imagine it would, for her, it'd be tougher. Like, once a month I'll toss you a bone, dude. But she's very libidinous, that woman.
She's horny.
That's great news.
She likes it.
Yeah.
I'm barely needed. Just something to rub up against.
Yeah. Little bump.
I can't even take credit. Like, I've got skills. She, you know.
Well, she's on top. I mean,
a board,
she's
a blanket.
She's doing all the work.
A strong breeze.
Sure.
She's very orgasmic.
Well,
it's nice that I'm on the receiving
great.
End of it. Yeah. Because
yeah.
I like to do that, too.
Makes you feel like
orgasm.
You did something.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I accomplished something today.
Yeah.
I'll just watch some more TV.
Yeah. Ooh, that was great.
Maddie, you're freshly married. What's your frequency?
Kenneth?
Not nearly enough, either.
Really?
Once or twice a week.
Right on. And is it a struggle? Is she just throwing you a bone, or is she?
She
who
knows.
Makes the move?
She knows. I throw the hints around.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit like, hey, how you feeling tonight? You tired, or you know? And she knows. So she usually
prepares herself mentally and
goes
into battle. Yeah.
Yeah, she goes, checks out some internet porn,
like,
comes
back. The pre-day kids, like they're, you know, before the kids, I'd be like, you know, get super horny. She's not, and you know, and then she busts me off the sympathy sex. I'm like, I'm not taking that. Like, if you're not into it, whatever. Now whatever.
Yeah, you're like,
I'll take it all. Right,
let's go. Any sort of storm.
Exactly.
Please show me some common courtesy.
I'll just be like, seriously, just lay down, put your armpit in a certain angle. Take 3 minutes. Don't worry about it.
A little crack sex.
Exactly. Just there, please. Elbow, whatever.
There's a name for that. Something.
My life!
I think they call it right guard.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Lathers up. All right, let's play a little
or
Who's
Speed
Human.
Stick would be a better name. Speed Stick.
Speed Stick.
By Menon.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, my God. We're doing this again?
Yes, we are. Yeah. 9 o'clock hour 2.
Is this an audience favorite?
Yep.
This is it.
People love this bit?
No. I love this bit.
You can bump. He can bump it today if he wants to talk.
No. I'm just curious.
No, I'm just saying.
I love this bit.
I don't mind catering to Kevin.
This is where Hooman shines.
Yes. Really?
Why this
is Hooman's
Wednesdays.
Day.
This is why you guys let him slack in every other area of
exactly.
his job.
Hey, were you not happy with your tea?
You know what? Good point, sir.
Starbucks,
good point.
The barista
but the guy,
over there, man.
The guy who's actually in charge of a segment, whose name is in the segment, Who's Hooman, why he's getting the iced tea is beyond me. Shouldn't
because
you have
we don't have
for
any
that?
Interns today.
I mean, but even if you don't have interns today, shouldn't there be somebody who's like your coffee runner? Why
dude, this ain't like the Hollywood world, man. This is radio.
Yeah.
You don't
really?
Have someone for
actually,
everything.
We can.
There ain't no craft services.
Nothing like that. There are literally no craft services here. There are no donuts. There's
nope,
no nothing. Which is good. I'm not eating, but still. It's like, where's the fridge?
BYOF, man.
Really? You guys really have to fend for yourself.
Yes.
What do you want? Kevin. The promotions department, which is asking you to do the thing for the film festival, is here. They'll get whatever the heck you need.
He doesn't want
you're
food.
Doing a favor them.
You
want some tea?
Pizza.
Oh, I can. I'll tell you exactly what I want.
Tell me
not to do that promotion. How about that?
Oh, come on, Kev.
That's like, all I want. Tell
Kevin,
me, give me that.
It'll take you 10 seconds,
and
it'll be a huge
literally
favor.
10 seconds.
Blood from a stone. Take, man.
No,
dude, we're giving. You're on the air for 4.5 hours. Nobody else.
It is unheard of.
Hey, box boy,
hours.
You're not even in the room with us, so pipe down.
Well, it's my segment. Why don't we just bump my segment? And you can keep talking. For
which one?
I like.
Who are we doing? Frank or Nikki?
We're not. We're doing Colette, mother.
Oh my God, there are two more segments.
No, she's Sarah's trimming it down for you.
Right on.
I am.
Thank God.
Rachel.
Why don't you do this one? Just bump this one. Bump
no,
it's fine.
No, dude. Come on. Listen, the critic can't take a little criticism.
I can take
Go
it.
On. Let's hear it.
All
bring
right.
the comedy. Bring
Rachel,
the magic.
Rachel, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. These Who's Humans are from the Folsom Street Fair. If you're from this area, if you're listening in Oklahoma, you might not know about this. It's worth the trip, people.
Sure.
But if you're listening locally, then you know about the Folsom Street
Can
Fair.
Can you explain the game for those listening who are first-time
sure.
listeners?
Sure. Rachel, I'll play you the beginning of the interview with Hooman, and at the end of it, he asks the crucial question, do you know who I am? And based
well,
on what
wait,
heard,
can I say something real
sure,
quick?
Go
can
for
I just
it.
Geek out on Kevin yes. Smith a little bit?
Yes.
I just have to say, I love you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
You made me want to get up at 5:30 this morning and listen to the show. I love you guys, Sarah, no name, but the show, you know, it's
anybody?
Been a little stale lately, and I actually, I'm sorry.
Hang
I
up on
you guys.
Her. Hang up on her.
Can
I
we
just,
can't
let me jump in, and not so much to defend her, but to toot my own horn. Anyone
sure.
at Infinity listening? This is a very important statement that was made right now. I got up at 5:30. To listen to this fat jackass.
Exactly.
Hire me.
Oh, you know what? And I don't hang up. I love you guys.
Right on, Rachel.
Here we go, Rachel.
Let's play the game.
Let's play.
You
I got to queue up a thing.
Yeah.
That's
dead air.
Helpful first.
Anyone in Infinity listening, I would never
dead
let
end.
That happen. Moving
dead
on.
End. Dead end. Dead end.
Colette. Colette, where are we right now?
We're in San Francisco Folsom Street Fair.
And Colette, you look like you're kind of pouting on the corner. Everything okay?
Oh, everything's fine.
Now, what does Colette look like?
I can't remember.
Colette. A dude.
Oh, you just felt bad because before you remember
no,
exactly.
No, no,
I saw the cell phone picture.
Tony, Tony had a memorable voice, mannerisms, laugh. This chick is just...
My lava.
Tony Colette. So Colette, you don't know. I but guess. Colette sounds kind of like a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Colin,
you think?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you thinking
either
about?
That or she's got a Lindsay Lohan voice.
Right now, I'm trying to figure out... how to pick up somebody and try to get laid. That's kind of my modus operandi at this point.
So free.
Would you say that's the purpose of the Folsom Street Fair?
I think it's a partial purpose. I think it's more like an overall expression of unbalanced sexuality.
What if the if somebody from like West Virginia
came up? Can you pause, please? I believe she meant a sexuality unbound, not unabound sexuality.
Maybe unabashed sexuality?
Perhaps. I'm going to go with sexuality unbound. Okay. Unleashed,
Virginia
perhaps.
Came up to you and said, what's the message of the Folsom Street Fair? What would you tell them?
I probably wouldn't. I don't want to shock them too badly.
Well, all right.
Give the man a heart attack.
Sure, sure. But what is the message of the Folsom Street Fair?
I think there's a multitude of messages.
Well, what's the worst-case scenario if you wear leather chaps too long?
The worst-case scenario is probably get some really itchy spots and yeah, have a hard time walking for the next couple of weeks.
What are some of the unique attractions you see at the Folsom Street Fair that you wouldn't see in any other county fair?
Wieners.
How many bare-breasted women can you walk up to and ask if you can fondle?
Pretty much every single one of them here.
And anywhere else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You haven't been to Branson.
Ah. I know the term for, like, big, hairy, gay guys is a bear. Is that correct?
A bear, yeah, for the big, hairy, biker-looking gay guys or the leather-type gay guys. The type you really would not want to get on their bad side in a dark alley.
What term best describes you?
You'd want to be on the good side in
probably,
a dark alley. Facing the wall.
Your transsexual back lesbian? Does that make any sense?
Transsexual lesbian?
Sure.
Okay.
So you're a transsexual lesbian?
Can you pause
that?
Let's break that down.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's a dude who's looking to have the wiener cut, who then wants to have sex with just women?
Yeah, basically.
But wants to have sex with women as a woman, as opposed to a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
It's gender identity. It's not gender sexuality.
Yeah, it really is.
Identify the person as.
So, you know, they prefer, they don't like the hog, but they don't like having a hog either.
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I got a lot in common with that person as much as we both like chicks, but I like my wiener. I'd like it to be bigger, but I like having it. I don't want to give it up.
Why don't you do the surgery, dude? You got money. Why don't you do one of those crazy...
What do you mean? Penile implant?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you go for
that? Well, I thought the penile implant only makes you more turgid longer.
I think they have all kinds of crazy stuff.
I don't think
they can
extend yet, sir.
They can.
If they could extend, believe me, that would be all over
the
news.
Yeah, but I thought when they do the extension thing that they actually cut deep down in to let it come
tendons
out a little more.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't have an anchor. That
yeah.
It can.
I don't believe in elective surgery, man.
No?
No way. It's like, if you got to get cut. Because you have to get cut, not like,
well,
not
saying.
Even the eye thing. Anyone had LASIK surgery here?
Oh yeah, man.
Did you? I don't believe in that, man. It's just like,
where, have
like
how anymore?
Difficult is it?
I was 20/20 the next day.
Yeah, but still,
now.
Kevin, you never
20/20. You put glasses on your face.
Kevin, you've never been in that kind of fight before. I mean, you've lived probably a different life. You know, other
what
than
are you
know.
Saying? Maddie had to get his eyes cut because in case he got punched in the bar.
I'm just saying,
a lot of people have a little bit different lifestyle where they you know
they're adventurous.
The glasses, you know.
Yeah. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a massive pussy.
Adventurous lifestyles. Do you want Tim to break down the transsexual lesbian for you, or
please somebody do it?
Break it down, yo,
Tim.
Okay, I had a conversation with a professor about this who's actually dealing with some students at a certain college. I won't go into it. But there are 32 different distinct sexual identifications.
Okay,
so we all kind of know, like, male to female, female to male. But in those breakdowns, there's also the male to female who identifies as a straight man and also a gay man. So it's like, I know, so it's a little confusing.
I know what you're saying. You're saying like a straight dude that's not gay yet is in a relationship with a woman is kind of acting like a man, but he's really the woman as far as the roles go.
Now, you have to understand, some of them have already gone through the change, so they've gone from female to male.
Exactly.
But they're not heterosexual, they're not attracted to women, they're attracted to gay men.
It's like what you're saying is like, it's like a dude who's into chicks, he's with a chick, but he's really... wants to be a chick, but he's more into dude,
he
so he becomes
a
dude, although he's really a chick.
There was a girl who used to who
okay.
became a guy
mm-hmm.
who's not into women, who's into gay men. She's not into he's not into straight women, and he's not into straight men, he's into gay men.
It's like a gay man that wants to be
a
woman
lesbian.
That's into men,
okay.
That likes women, yet he still has tendencies that make him more like a woman.
I feel like I'm watching Victor Victoria.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. It's like
here
a man pretending to be a woman, pretending to be a man.
What? How's that working out?
It's working out fine.
What? Why is the Folsom Street Fair mainly about leather and not satin, polyester, or corduroy?
Why isn't it about...
Can you pause that for a second? Did you make corduroy the past tense, sir?
Corduroy.
Corduroy.
It's a verb. You've been corduroy. It's like some people get cauterized, others get corduroy.
Why isn't it about feeding and feedism and other types of BDSM? It's growing. You know, I do see some satin and other materials, PVC.
If you had to go on a date with either Richard Simmons or Liza Minnelli's ex-husband, who would you choose?
Liza Minnelli.
Why?
I like women.
Stop it. There it
that
is.
That wasn't the question.
So that wasn't... That dude was... Well, he might have been right about what he was talking about, but in this instance, this was a guy who wanted to become a woman so he could be with women
lesbian.
As a woman.
Yes.
But he's really a guy.
But he's really... Well, once they cut him, he's no longer a guy.
He's not
though.
A guy. Now he's... Yeah.
Well, it depends.
He's got the chromosome, doesn't he? I mean, you're always a dude, right?
It depends how you defend masculinity. I say it's the wiener, but I guess you're saying no.
Well, I don't know. If you look at it like, you know... chemistry and like organics, I mean, you got the chromosome, you're a dude.
Like if somebody actually did a
you don't have ovaries, you can't be a woman.
If they mapped your genome, it would come back that you were male.
It would come back on serious issues.
Yeah.
In this instance. Moving on.
All right, Colette, we have an opportunity for you to win a big prize. You get one question correct. Colette, do you know who I am? What's my name?
What do you think, Rachel?
I am gonna say definitely no.
You say Colette has no idea who Hooman is.
No.
All right, we're going to grab the traffic and find out if you're right.
Oh, whoa, yes, that's
right.
It's a cliffhanger.
You'll find out right after the traffic.
Yeah!
And this time around, it's brought to you by Kevin Smith, starring in the movie Catch and Release, opening January 26th.
It's good stuff, Sarah.
All right, I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy. Later today, Augustana's in the Alice Lounge. She'll be listening to Webster Show about 3:15. Tomorrow on the show, comedian Tommy Davidson at Cobb's. Friday, Blag of the Dwarves is coming in.
That is fantastic. What brings Blaggeth in?
I think he just wants to come in.
He's getting ready to go on the world tour.
Oh.
What is this?
He'll be back for quite a while.
Blag from the Dwarves. I'll play the song with the dwarves, correct?
You would like the dwarves quite a bit, actually.
Kevin.
And very sexy.
My musical tastes don't stretch much beyond the mid-80s, mid to late 80s.
You would love the dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You would.
Love them.
Do we have a copy of their record hanging around?
I might have one.
Never mind that. Give me a copy of The Bridge, sir. That's your first
Kevin Smith
job.
Is sitting in, and Rachel is in the middle of a Who's Whoman round with us. Who's Whoman from the Folsom Street Fair. We're talking to a chick named Colette, and Rachel has said, no, Colette will not know Whoman by name. Let's find out!
I have no idea what your name is.
Colette, have you ever heard of a radio station called Alice?
Good job,
Alice,
Rachel.
Alice, yes.
What's the number on the dial?
I have no idea.
All right, listen, Colette, you look like a person who isn't too shy, and you look like a person who kind of throws herself out there. Any chance you could take us out by singing us 10 seconds of your favorite song?
All right. Where were you people? Open your own eyes. Wake up and smell the eyes. Yeah!
What's the name of that song?
Wake up and smell the ice. Enlightened Fools, I wrote it myself.
Oh.
You want to keep going?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm kind of got some time constraints.
All right, I'll let you go. I can see you're busy.
Thank you.
I'm standing on a corner at the Folsom Street Fair.
Lots of talent, zero sense of self-promotion.
I have some random sex to have. I got to go.
Yeah, listen, you're cutting into my sex.
My mouth is empty, so I got to leave.
Look at the eye! Where are the people?
That was awesome. That guy's got a future. Get Blackie Lawless to collaborate with that guy. He's some kind of crazy mashup.
Huge fire in Malibu.
Yeah. I heard about this.
Yesterday morning, night.
Did you hear close to my house.
Yeah, so
my Malibu
I was going to ask you, you live in Malibu?
I don't know Malibu.
Are you a Beverly Hillbilly? Yeah.
Make it up, dude. Hollywood Hills?
It's my shore house, I call it. I don't have a
sure.
Malibu house. It's, what's her name? Jennifer Aniston's house is in danger.
A whole bunch of stars' houses, but however, Suzanne Summers' house actually burned down.
Really?
And they showed her on TV without any makeup.
I'll say it again. Thank you, Thighmaster.
So,
come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
And put out this damn fire.
Put out this damn fire. 300 firefighters totally gone.
Can you imagine that broad walked away from that show at the height of its popularity?
No, she was fired.
She didn't get fired.
She walked away. She did a give me a raise type thing, and they were like, well, bye.
Yeah.
Well, they were crazy because she was that show.
She was.
I absolutely agree.
She makes so much money now off of her products.
She's got tons of products.
Best pancake mix I've ever had.
I had no idea.
Her Suzanne Summers pancake mix?
Is it some sort of slimming pancake mix?
It's low fat. It's organic stuff, I guess, but it tastes, man, they're great. And I think you can only get them on QVC because, you know, Shauna's mom is a QVC.
Oh, I got to get me some Suzanne Summers pancake mix.
Yeah, it's not good. It's unhealthy. But she always
buys this junk off there, and but that was the one thing. Like, I've got her simmer sauces and
the weird thing about Suzanne Summers,
really good stuff.
She was like one of those like Price is Right chicks, so she always kind of kept it together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, she always kind of like,
she still looks good. They showed her on TV with, I mean, really, her house just burned down.
Oh my god,
had no makeup on. You can see that she's had some surgery. Like, her chin definitely looks kind of tucked up.
She's got the ridges going.
She does. She's got a little, but she's, I mean, she's pushing 60 now. How old is Suzanne Summers? She's got to be late 50s.
You know who? Not to steal any of her thunder, but when I was shooting that Man-Child pilot, John Corbett, the dude from Northern Exposure, Sex and the City, he's in it, and he talked about his girlfriend. He's like, me and Bo, blah, blah, never made the connection, and then she showed up at the set, and it was Bo Derek.
Mm. Bo D.
That woman made some sort of deal with an army, a legion
of
dark angels, because she has not aged a day.
I saw her at an airport just 2 months
ago. She's 12 now.
She looks beautiful.
The cornrows are gone. The cornrows kept her at a 10. Now she's a 15.
You weighed her down.
Yes.
Yeah.
She looked amazing.
Suzanne Summers will be 61 in October.
Wow. She looks amazing.
And by the way, from San Bruno. She's a local girl.
Really?
You know who else looks good?
Who?
She's also in Man-Child.
Oprah.
I wasn't there for the day they were shooting this, but I saw she did a photo layout. She's 61 years old. Lauren Hutton. Completely naked in this magazine.
Whoa.
So hot, dude.
Really?
If it's in 61, you're just like, man.
Airbrush rules.
No way, dude. It's the most raw, and you could see, you know, she's got some crow's feet. She's obviously got some age, but I'm talking about from neck down.
What matters. You're talking about what matters.
Totally.
Mary Steenburgen's the same way. Her body.
Yeah, she's got.
She looks so good.
You see her naked posterior in a movie called Life as a House.
Oh.
Diane Keaton is 60, right?
How about Diane Carroll? Isn't that her name? Diane Cannon, the one who was on Ally McBeal. She's just hit 70. That woman
looks pretty good.
Effing
what
amazing.
About Martha Stewart? Remember those pictures in that black
she's
bikini?
She's hot. It was a one piece.
Whatever.
Mr. Taking Away material in your mind. So anyway, Suzanne Summers, a bunch of homes were destroyed right on the PCH, the Malibu Colony, is that what they call it?
Really?
A whole bunch of houses.
Malibu, as they were calling
Malibu?
It during the whole...
Sure.
I hate Jews and I'm drunk. That period.
Sugar teas.
So
it was burned down. It burned to the ground. Just awful. And it's a, you know, it's a, all those houses are just, you know, through the roof.
They're
irreplaceable. It's worth about $3 million.
Hey, rich people, move out of Malibu. There are constantly fires there.
Mm.
It's not the first
right
time.
The
you would think if this
be...
is the first time, but, you know, you'd excuse it. But
the
how
Malibu
many time...
Canyon is one thing, but to be the ones across the
it's
street
too
from that on the beach.
Dry, people. Stay out of the canyon. Move on to the water.
They should all move to Laguna up in the hills.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where they should move to?
So they can get landslides.
That'd be perfect. Really, there's no safe place to live there.
Landslide will bring me
you feel
down.
Like singing, don't you, dude?
I do.
You want to karaoke
sing
something?
You should go out with Sarah. Those are one of my favorite all-time memories.
I wonder if
top
we have that.
50, and that's my entire life, mind you. 36 years. Is going out on singing Starship Sarah here on one of my first shows / last show.
So we must have
it. I've got it. It's online. I've got it. You must have Sarah, yeah. We were actually, it wasn't karaoke though. We were singing along.
Oh, we were just singing along with the song. Mm. I see.
I like that song. Makes me feel young.
All right. Well, anyway, other celebrities who live nearby.
Laguna Hills has lots of mudslides. Mm. Is that what you're saying?
Laguna Beach, yeah.
Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Do you have any opinion whatsoever on the whole Rosie O'Donnell, Donald Trump?
Couple jackasses going at
words.
It. Every time I see it, I'm just like, maybe they had a discussion and said, this will drum up ratings for this terrible show.
For The View and for The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Rosie O'Donnell, who you've heard, I am a fan.
They
love
call
Rosie.
Each other fat, right? Is that what's going
They're
on?
They're calling each other fat. She's calling them the Energizer comb over bunny. She
That's
was pissed
good.
Immediately because, initially... Because he let Tara Conner, who is this year's Miss USA, continue to keep
her. So sad that you know her name. Like, you didn't just call her Miss USA.
It's a news story. I'm following this stuff, Kevin.
It's not sad for you. It's just sad that, like, that the story is so prevalent that you know her name.
Well, she was making out with Miss Teen USA. I got the names. I don't remember Teen USA.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. That was part of what was the issue.
Is that Miss Nevada she was making out with? No.
Yeah.
That Miss Nevada who was then kicked out because they showed pictures of her, like, when she was 19?
That's the one.
Who's following the story?
Oh,
yeah.
There's nudity in that story.
So anyway, he lets her
you
say...
You saw those pictures, Sarah.
Rosie
putting
says,
her mouth on things.
Rosie starts saying stuff about him. This is before she went on vacation, but now her beef is with Barbara Walters, whom she says did not defend her, did not call her while she was on her vacation while all this was going on.
Well,
actually
problem,
added
Sarah,
fuel
was
to
this.
The fire.
Donald Trump said... I've spoken to Barbara Walters, and she's told me that she regrets hiring Rosie and blah,
she's
blah,
she's hell to work with.
And Rosie O'Donnell was mad at Barbara Walters because, you know, Barbara Walters didn't immediately say, like, Donald Trump's lying out his ass. and then had to go on the show yesterday or the day before, and then categorically denied everything he said. But this was after the fight that Page Six in New York Post reports that they had in the dressing room.
So juicy. But now there's a letter that has
that Donald
come,
Trump wrote.
That Donald Trump.
You know what makes this stuff not as interesting? All these chicks aren't hot.
Yeah.
If there was all this tension, all these chicks were super sexy, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, like why don't you just make out and get it over with?
Yeah.
You know Barbara Walters, Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, it's like, who cares?
Which one, dude? Desert Island. Pick one.
Rosie.
I just think
really?
That.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He could eat her.
That was
things got really bad.
Oh, man.
But just the face he had on, I saw hate F
oh,
in
yeah.
that face. Yeah, that was,
I'm going to give it to her, all right.
Totally,
Eric,
totally.
You're on with Kevin Smith.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
You're on the air, Eric. Welcome to the show. You're on with Kevin Smith. Sarah, no name, Alice at 97.3. We should do that every once in a while.
Yeah, anyone can call 800-400-F97. When you call, you should talk.
Oh, I thought this was the automated response.
Eric, just
if you'd
say
like to speak to Sarah No Name, press 1.
Just, what up, Eric? You're on
Eric,
the air, man.
Just say it, Eric. Speak.
No, I just wanted to say that Kevin Smith, I've never met you or anything, but I saw Clerks. It was a good movie. My friends.
Another fan.
Oh, my God.
My friends are big Kevin Smith fans, man. They were totally backing you. You know, they were like, this guy's the man. He's one of us. You know, he's speaking for us. And I just...
You guys want to put sound on
this guy? Hollywood, in a sense. Yeah. And that's your prerogative. But
I've got Hollywood.
I don't know, man. It seems like you're belittling our people here.
Okay, thanks for the
Which
call.
Which people was I belittling?
Hey, Scott Capurro, you're on the air.
Who you guys been belittling?
You.
Oh, who knows?
The gays.
I stopped listening to that guy.
He really kind of...
Well, the thing is, we hate in other people what we're often guilty of ourselves. He was trying to say that he found you pompous, and
pompous
I
about
found
what?
Him a little bit pompous. I don't know, but that was what his subject
and
was.
Because you speak your mind about people in Hollywood, and you don't just toe the line and go...
No, but he was accusing me of being Hollywood. He says I've gone Hollywood.
You have gone Hollywood.
No. Have I?
A little bit, dude. You got a $40,000 rug.
$100,000 portrait of your daughter.
I always accuse my wife of going more Hollywood.
I'm just saying.
What am I going to do, sir? She has the P.
I'm just saying.
I gotta do what she wants.
It's kind of crazy.
Who is this guy?
Who, Kevin Smith?
Exactly.
Oh, right, the director guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what does go Hollywood mean? It means you get your work done.
You're successful.
Well done, sir. Well done. Well, I to me, going Hollywood means that, you're out every night partying with Lindsay and Brittany. You're
That's
going to
Hollywood.
You're
That's
going to as many parties as you can. I never leave my house. Mm. I do literally go Hollywood. When I leave here, I'm going Hollywood because that's where I live, but...
Are you
I'm
a shut-in?
Really going in my, I am totally a shut-in, sir.
Do you have kids?
I do have one kid.
Well, that's why. You're busy with the kid. And
not really.
No,
I ignore the kid. I'm just hiding out in my room, really.
His wife and his in-laws are busy with the kid.
Totally. But, you know. Other people handle that thing.
So what do? Drawing little pictures of, okay, the scene's going to look like this. So you draw a little picture of a guy in a car driving, and then the next scene looks like this. Is that what you do all day long?
I take it you've never seen my pictures. I don't.
That kind of preparation just not.
Yeah, really. That would require a level of a commitment that I've heretofore not shown. Yeah.
You kind of make it up a little as you go along.
Making it up as I go along, sir. Mm.
So it's not like a CSI episode. It's a little bit more casual than that.
Oh, I mean, I aspire to a CSI episode.
You know,
I aspire to a commercial during CSI.
I saw Chasing Amy with you. You've seen Kevin Smith movies.
Oh, you did Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
What do you mean you've seen it with him?
Me and Scott. Yeah, this is Scott Capurro. He's a regular on the show.
Yeah.
He and I, when we worked down at...
I thought we were suddenly talking to your husband. I'm like,
is that
God,
the one with the Leslie that gets turned and then she becomes a Leslie again?
No, that's Gigli, sir. You're thinking of Gigli.
Yeah.
No. No, Chasing Amy was the one with Ben Affleck, right?
You and I saw that.
No, you're thinking of Gigli, sir.
Yeah,
that
you're
was Gigli.
Gigli.
Gigli, Ben Affleck turns a lesbian. Same thing.
You and I saw Chasing Amy together like in 98.
Who is this dude?
It's
you.
He's a great friend of the show. He's big in England. You'd know if you lived in England, you'd know him.
No, I know the film that we're talking. I know Chasing Amy. I remember it. It really upset me a lot.
Right on. I could see why.
Yeah.
Is this a dude, was this an F-buddy of yours back before you got married or no?
Oh, yeah. Me and Scott,
totally.
We go at it all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him hepatitis.
Hot.
Yeah.
I was talking to No Name, by the way, but whatever.
Bonded
all right,
by
Scott,
blood.
We got to go. I love you.
No, I just want to tell you guys, I did that show last night for Mark, and it was really fun. And Mill Valley's a crime scene, but it was really fun there.
Okay, fantastic. Awesome. And the 17th, you're at the San Jose Improv.
Why is Mill Valley
Kevin,
a crime
come
scene?
See me in the Improv in San Jose.
Sir, I would love to. Why is Mill Valley a crime scene?
Because when you go there, it's like, oh, look, children playing. Everyone's perfect. Everyone's scary. Everyone's middle class. If you're going to drop a bomb, it should be here just to make a really big point.
Oh, don't say that. I live there.
We live in Mill Valley.
I love Mill Valley. Mill Valley.
It's just a bit too pristine, and everyone's got pumped up lips.
I went to a Mexican eatery there last
Joe Chaco Lounge?
Don't know if that was the name.
The Cantina?
Maybe the Cantina. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Cantina. Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. But you know what really ticked me off? Maybe kids playing on lawns. Total crime scene.
Yeah.
Totally.
Dogs. Wow. People looking healthy.
So that film about the girl becoming, first she's a lesbian, and then she's, because Chasing Amy, what is she?
Okay, doing? Thank you, Scott. Wait, love you. See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All I'm saying is the board is lit up. Look at all those phone lines.
Look at that, man.
Mark, you're on the air. Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's been a morning radio I've heard in a long time. You guys got a great show.
Oh, aren't they good? I could listen to the show every morning.
No, I think he's saying that you're a great DJ.
Oh, really?
DJ.
Well, I agree.
No, just the whole exchange. I'm not a morning radio listener. I just happened to listen to it and heard Kevin Smith's voice on there. Just the last bits you guys are talking about. I heard any other radio like that.
Did you hear us talking about the Sharks?
Heard everything. The wife stuff with the shirts off and everything. It's just like...
Oh, you've enjoyed the show.
That's cool.
Play
that
Fabian music quick.
Hey, right on, Mark. Thanks for listening, bro.
All right, thanks, Mark.
take it slow, man.
Paul, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on with Kevin Smith.
Hey, No Name, Kevin.
Yo.
Yesterday, you guys were talking about Rocky VI, and you guys got cut off. I want to know what you thought about that great, great movie.
I thought it was awesome, man.
I enjoyed it, yeah. Totally I thought, awesome. In terms of the Rockies, I rank it thusly. I believe it's third for me. I go Rocky I, Rocky III, and then Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, I think... Rocky VI,
yes.
I think...
Well, II was just basically one where he wins.
I think Rocky VI had like some of the best monologues, this Rocky. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
And
it's just overall better life message than the other movies.
And it makes you feel better about aging.
And you got closure. Yeah. Kind of about the whole Rocky thing, like, you know.
Well, how bad was five, man? There was nowhere.
I never saw five.
There was nowhere to go but up from five. But this wasn't just like, well, it's okay because it's better than five. Like we had a lot of that on Clerks too. The like is better than Jersey Girl. We were expecting that, but people seemed to like it for what it was. Same thing with Rocky. Like it's not like, well, I like it better than the last time he did this, but it stands on its own as a feature. If you didn't see any of the Rocky movies prior to this, you can still enjoy Rocky Balboa.
Oh, maybe I'll go see it.
Yeah,
Jennifer, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I would like to know why Kevin Smith isn't speaking about the new movie that we just saw, like, promos for with Jennifer Garner. He plays someone like, it looks normal.
Yeah, we've discussed
trying
it.
Not to talk about that movie.
No, we have discussed it a little bit. It's opening on the 26th.
I'm a little embarrassed by
fabulous
it.
Fabulous star of that.
You don't want to go Hollywood.
No way. Yeah, I've already been accused once today of going Hollywood.
Next month, pick up a copy of Hollywood Connection. There'll be a great article in there about it.
Catch and release coming in theaters January 26th.
Candy.
Jennifer Garner picture, but I like to think of it as a Kevin Smith picture.
Candy, you're on with Kevin.
Kevin.
Hello.
I saw you in Dogma.
Right on.
Silent Bob is the sexiest man on the planet.
Did we just suddenly get transported back to 1999?
Yeah. I don't.
I just saw us.
I appreciate that.
That's a way cool movie, and I had never seen you before or heard of you. I'm like, that man, I just want to do him. Was it when
Silent Bob was crying? Yeah. Did that do it for you at the end when he's kind of crying?
No, the first time I thought you were really sexy is when you threw the guy off the train.
Right on.
Yeah, loved it. You're totally hot.
Right on. Yeah. Where were all these chubby chasers when I was single? Nowhere. I
should have
been doing radio. That's what.
All right, thanks, Candy.
Thank you, Candy.
You see Maddie's wife, dude. It works.
He's met my wife.
So, and she fell in love with you on the air before she met you?
She heard me on the air, yeah. She sent me
fell in love with the voice?
Yeah.
Wow. And then she met you. She's like, eh, well, let's take good with the bad, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Look at the house he's got.
Right on, man.
Freaky, freaky. All right,
look at all that. That board's lit up,
it's going crazy. We do have to, actually. It's Sarah Noname, Allison Morning Show. Kevin Smith sitting in with us. We are going to play Guess the Celebrity in a moment, and we need to get our final look at the traffic.
Yes, deja vu.
And how about when we come back, we'll just phones. Boom, boom, boom.
9 o'clock hour.
Nice.
So no
open
more
phones.
Who's Human?
Open yeah,
phones.
No more Who's Human.
Oh, man!
Enough of me.
Everybody holding on the line. Just hold on, because we're getting to you.
Oh, right? Man. We're going to open up these lines.
It's your show, people.
Crazy.
Good radio. No dead air.
Show.
Bring the thunder. If you're calling up, be prepared to bring the thunder.
Oh, man.
That's for sure.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's Autopilot Wednesday here at Alice 97.37.
You fill the time. Call in with your question.
Any subject.
Bring the heat. Bring it.
Traffic this time around is brought to us by Healthy Relief Cold Reduce. A better way to feel your best fast. Go ahead, Kat.
Vacaville, East 80 at Monta Vista Avenue. Two right lanes closed due to concrete that came out of the roadway. The Peabody on-ramp and Allison off-ramp are shut down. keep that closed till 2 o'clock this afternoon. So if you're going to be driving through the Vacaville area, eastbound 80, expect some delays. Northbound 101 slowing out of the city, Silver, out towards the lower deck. And southbound 101 slows from 280 out towards Sierra Point Parkway. Still dense fog advisories for the Richmond, San Rafael, Carquinez, Benicia, and Bay Bridges. Bay Bridge, they have shut the metering lights off, though. No backup at the toll plaza. And slowing through Livermore, west 580 from Vasco out towards Airway. East 580 slows from Eden Canyon out towards Foothill San Ramon. Weather partly cloudy. Highs are going to be in the 50s. It's 850. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yes.
All right. Who do you want to play with, Human? Because for some reason, the thing isn't working here. Human.
Allie. Line 8.
Allie, line 8. Okay. Hey, Allie.
No, Allie, line 6. Allie, line 6.
Oh, okay.
Allie, line 6.
This thing is all screwed up. Allie, is it you?
Yeah.
Hi. Yes. Ready to play Guess the Celebrity with us?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Kathy's got this one.
Okay. And the category are 80s musicians.
And it's brought to you by Legally Blonde, the musical, beginning January 23rd at the Golden Gate Theater. Visit shnsf.com.
Saw a commercial for that last night on TV.
How'd it look?
Saw a commercial for that last night on TV.
It looked good, huh?
Keith Morris.
I've sang duets. I've sang duets with Aretha Franklin, Elton John.
George Michael.
Iggy Pop.
Yes, Kevin.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Knew you were waiting. I knew you were waiting for me.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, you just got the bonus.
Fantastic.
Give me a Michael. There you go.
Thank you, Kathy. Are you you're coming over, right, baby?
Yeah, I'm going to come over. See you in a bit. Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to take...
Sing the song.
That was it. Sing the song. It's 8:51. Taking a quick break. We'll come back. Open phones. Anything the hell you want to talk about. Kevin Smith is here. It's the Alice.
Alice Radio. Maddie's the producer, and Human runs the boards. Me, I'm Black the Ripper, representing for the Dwarves. Oh yeah. Listen in now. Sarah's got the no name flow. Oh yeah. Listen in now. Alice 97 Morning Show. Ask no name a question. He'll tell you pretty lies. Boomin does the movies, and Kathy's in the sky. Charlie gets the boot in, Maddie's so uptight. Sarah wears a bustier, and then she rocks the mic. Oh yeah, listen in now. Sarah's got the no-name flow. Oh yeah, listen in now. Alice 97 Morning Show. Other jocks are useless, they got nothing to say. Sarah and No Name come up with new stuff every day. This jock does a sports show and that jock plays the fool. Hey, what do we look like, Mr. Darian O'Toole? Oh yeah, listen in now. Sarah's got the No Name flow. Oh yeah, listen in now. Alice 97 Morning Show. It's the only morning show. It's the only morning show. It's the only morning show.
That was Blag and the Dwarves.
You should try to find the line, Kevin.
I don't want to know. I like you. I like you, dude.
I know.
I don't
want to
do that, but
dude,
I'm curious.
It'll be an experiment.
I know, but what if I do cross the line? You're like, you know what? That wasn't cool. That kind of thing.
I don't know, man. Like something that someone could say that.
Somebody,
really,
if they go about,
it just sets me off.
Go after your wife, kids.
Well, it's not that you don't get set off, because you do. It's just that I don't think that there's a line that someone could cross with you personally that would be, that you would be like, oh, that's unacceptable, and that's so offensive.
It's real tough, dude. I mean, it'd be really tough, because
He'll fight with people, but he is, bottom line, I think, kind of a live and let get live guy.
Mm-hmm. Sure less. And yeah. I mean, it's like, whatever.
Are you one of those people that's just like, come on, dude, look at me. I'm no name, so F you.
No, not at all. No. Not at all. No. I never, ever.
I can't rely on that.
I leave here at 10 a.m., dude, and believe me, dude.
Yeah,
you become someone
else. My name
else.
Is Mike Nelson. Mystery man.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
I only learned that today.
The best
when we
part,
were walking out early, in the right. evening, early in the morning, she said something, blah, 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 Mike, and I was like, his name's Mike?
Yeah, the best part
his
about...
His name was No.
Honestly, Kevin, the best part about having the quote-unquote no name on the radio is, like, I'll go to a restaurant locally, I'll get the completely crap, they'll treat me like a dick bag. And I get to come on here and go, hey, jackass, is it? And then what happens? They call, oh, we didn't know it was you.
Oh, here's your gift certificate.
That's point. My point. You
treat everyone.
Best part about
that's
it.
The point,
same.
Sir. You can live a real honest life and get honest reactions and opinions.
Exactly.
I dig that.
Mm.
Hey, here's my question. I was talking about it with my old lady last night. We didn't get into an argument about it, but we did have something of a discussion debate. So I'm doing the Q&A yesterday at Macworld, which is going on, as we all know, till Thursday, if you like Macs.
But you missed the best part, Kevin, yesterday. So
that's right. Although we are going to be doing a Q&A here in just a moment. True. But you have a topic. You specifically said, come to me, I've got something.
That's true. What? When? There?
You know, just now.
Just now. Oh, okay. So anyway, so while I'm there, they have somebody, you know, right in front of the stage doing sign language for, I guess, one person in the audience. So my question to my wife was, I said, that's rather courteous that they went out and got somebody just to do sign language for that one person. She's like, they didn't do it for you. That person probably works for the convention center. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, it's probably mandatory because that's considered, what, handicapped?
Disability.
Deaf,
yeah,
disability.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, she's like, if they got ramps, you know, and elevators for people in wheelchairs, why wouldn't they have, you know, people
that
do sign
speaker,
language?
Right.
And I was just like, I don't know, because that to me is like getting into a building is a necessity. Like, you know, let's say you're handicapped, you're in a wheelchair, and you work on the third floor, you need a ramp or an elevator to get there.
Yeah,
that's essential.
You know why that person was there? Because one year someone complained. Some deaf person went and was like,
but do you think, that was the question, if anybody out there knows, is it mandatory by law to provide?
Probably not by law, but you know, Apple obviously wants to do the right image, they want everyone to be included, they know that deaf people want to hear the iPod
too. I wonder though, if somebody who purchased tickets specifically said, listen, I'm deaf and I'm going to need special, probably
that's
someone
my
asked
question.
For
or
it.
Is somebody always on call working for the convention center, at the convention center, presumably for any number of conventions, they have speakers.
But you have that at all your speaking events, don't you?
Not all of them. When I do college Q&As, no way.
You
but
did it
every
Berkeley.
Once in a while, there was one at Berkeley?
Yeah, and it was one of the funniest parts about it because you got him to say
some stuff. I did that yesterday, too.
Yeah,
that's my go-to bit. Anytime I see somebody working with their hands, thank you. It's a pretty good bit. But I was just like, I don't think that's considered mandatory by law because that's not... It's not like...
Well, it should be. It is now that you brought it up. In this city?
Really,
you kidding me?
It's
all about accessibility in every situation.
But that's a luxury to go listen to somebody speak, I think. It's not an essential. It's not necessary. It's not like my job is to go listen to this jackass answer questions. It's like, hey, I like that person and I want to... And not necessarily just me, but let's say Steve Jobs. I'm sure he had somebody up there doing sign language.
And maybe they provide it as a courtesy. It's not required.
I think it must be a courtesy. Does anybody know if that's a courtesy or if that's required by law?
Because it's something can be attended by the public.
Whether it's a law thing or just a courtesy, it definitely adds more credence to what you're saying. Like, if you have a dude up there translating, that assumes that everybody wants to hear it. Like, when George Bush gets on the TV tonight, there'll be a dude going, because it's important. Like, everyone needs to hear this. So it adds a little bit more, like, legitimacy to whatever you're saying.
Do they really? They don't have. During the presidential address, there's not somebody in the
I thought
plan.
They just do a...
No, they just do
you
the,
can do
there's
it.
A dude, there's a dude.
Closed caption.
There's a dude.
No way.
I've seen it.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way they put an image of the president
he's
on
the
camera and then there's somebody
he's
on
in the room.
Side.
For all the reporters and all that crap.
Yeah. You think they're...
Reporters are deaf?
Reporters that are hard of hearing? Or,
yeah, maybe the deaf times.
The deaf, yeah.
Orally challenged?
The deaf pill?
It's also the
watch C-SPAN. There's a guy there. When all the people up there talking, the C-SPAN guy's doing it.
I never noticed.
They're in the back.
Me neither.
Have you been in the room during a presidential address?
You gotta have really good vision.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Have you been in the room during a presidential address, or are you just assuming?
But sometimes they do a wide shot, and there'll be a person sitting there.
Not during the presidential address. Like, what he's saying is...
When he's sitting in the Oval
Office. When the president's like my fellow Americans...
There's a dude right to his right going...
How do you know that?
He's lying.
You just making
that part up.
I took it for that's one of those lies or one of those like things people throw out there where you're like, could be true.
And I wouldn't want to say otherwise.
But I did. I was just like, I'm going to call you on that. I can call your bluff, sir.
Well, that's just one of the many topics that can be addressed in the next
15, 20
minutes.
Is there anybody in the presidential press corps or press corps in general who are deaf? I think that'd be tough to be a journalist.
It'd be extremely tough
to interview people.
But that's why they're there. That's why they're there, because it's like, yeah, I know there is, because O&A always play that deaf chick that does reports in New York City.
It's
crazy.
It's Chicago, New York.
Wherever.
And it's just...
It's
bad, yeah.
I said that she was one of my favorite people on Survivor. Remember, they had the deaf chick on Survivor? And then the deaf Miss America. I love her!
And who's sexier than Marley Maitland in Children of a Lesser God?
And
she wants to...
And when
down.
She's on Seinfeld and she misreads someone's lips and it gets into a whole crazy Seinfeld snafu.
Yes, but in Children of Lesser God, she's a total whore. Like, she does it a lot. Mm. She's known for it.
She acts out. And she
does that one sign, which is like effing over and over. It's heartbreaking, but at the same time, you're like, that's kind
of
sexy.
I went to my hometown is the home of the West Virginia Deaf and Blind School, and the young deaf girls were always, always slutty. Always.
That's
slutty.
In that movie Babel. If you've seen that movie Babel that's out right now and Brad Pitt's in it and whatnot. The interesting storyline in that movie is about this Japanese deaf girl who is at she's a teenager, she's still in high school because she's wearing like little uniforms.
She's horny.
She's not. It's not so much she's horny, but she's decided that since she
can't compete. To compensate.
She's going
to
use her sexuality. Yeah. So she goes into the public bathroom at this, they're at a restaurant or something like that. She removes her panties, and then she's just sitting in the restaurant, and whenever dudes look over, she just kind of opens her legs. And it was kind of an interesting storyline, like somebody who's like, well, since I can't compete on that level, I know I can compete on this level.
Yeah, yeah.
This one point she goes to a club, and it's a really great scene, because like, you hear all the music, boom, 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 all the lights and people gyrating, then they cut to her perspective, and yeah, it's that. And barely that, because like, they can't even hear that part.
But they can feel the vibrations. Pulsation.
Babel is worth seeing just for her sequence alone.
It's Alice 97.3. We're going to go to the phones now. Kevin Smith is sitting in. Our phone number, 800-400-FM97. You've actually had a lot of people calling in this morning who are listening because you're Kevin Smith, and they found out on the board.
Are they all my MySpace friends?
I really don't know, but we're going to find out. And any topic?
Blow me up. MySpace.
Blow me up at MySpace. MySpace/TheRealKevinSmith, all one word, .com. Join it.
Leona, you're on
the air. Be one of my 146,000 friends.
I would be. Yes. Hello?
Hi, Leona.
Hey.
Hi. I have two unrelated questions. The first one is about Allie Larder.
Yes.
Are you, like, do you guys have a good relationship?
Very Allie good Loder? Relationship, yeah. She was at my house. I mean, it's not like we hang out all the time, but whenever we see each other, we're insanely friendly. She was over at my house in April for that poetry event that I referenced yesterday. Allie Larder, she's currently on the hit NBC show Heroes. She was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
She's a hot sociopath.
She was the girl Varsity Blues. She was the whipped cream bikini girl. Mm.
She's also, you know, one of the vampy jewel thieves.
Yes, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
What is your second question, Leona?
And the question about Allie Larder was in some of those pictures on the website, it kind of looks like they're dancing all freaky together.
Who?
Kevin and
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, yes.
And Elijah Dushku, did they all become like very, very close friends?
Yes, they were very, very chummy. They got along very, very well. And there's a scene that's cut from the movie, in the cut footage on the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back DVD, where Allie Larder and my wife are making out.
Oh.
We wound up cutting it, but I don't think we were ever going to put it in the movie. I just wanted to see it. So I have that footage in my own private library, and
your
then I shared it with
archive.
The world.
Yeah. Very nice. All right, thanks, Leona. Let's go to Matt. Hey, you're on with Kevin Smith.
Matt, good morning. You're
on
the show.
How's it going, Kevin?
It's going well. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Right on.
Hey, you should send a copy of this tape in to the people that decide who wins Oscars and everything next time.
Cause, I've never won an Oscar.
Well, they never realize how much effort it takes to be quiet while you're on screen.
I know. Tell me about it.
Dude,
tell me about
no,
it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Matt.
I'm chatty, sir.
Is actually ironic that you play Silent Bob in all those
it
movies.
It is.
It must
and
be
when
torture.
When you meet Jason Mewes, he's very quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
So you guys
very
play
quiet.
The opposite of
it's a flipped dynamic.
Wow.
So, but I just wind up talking because people want to know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Totally,
Kelly.
How horrible would it be if I sat here and didn't have much to add?
Well, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'd say, thanks for coming in, Kevin. Bye.
Goodbye. Send Jason Mewes next time.
I'd be Sarah Silverman when she came in and when she was sick.
Mm. Kelly, you're on.
Hi, Kevin. I'm a MySpace friend of yours.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
Hey, so I got a question. Love Clerks 2. Love all your movies.
Thank you.
How many takes did it take to do the ass-to-mouth dialogue scene?
Not many. I think
really?
Like maybe two or max three of each setup. Like, you know, because we did it in a couple different ways. Actually, no. The more I think about it, we did that in a two shot.
Really?
Yeah. So really, we did about three takes of that shot.
Because that scene comes along and you just can't believe what they're saying.
It's very well rehearsed. Very well rehearsed.
Thank you, Kelly.
So this was my biggest critique when Kevin and I did the radio show together. He has so many sycophants. They call in and ask the most mundane questions that nobody else would ever ask but them, because they've asked him every other question in the world.
Hey, Matt, it's okay. I got a motorcycle yesterday. I'm just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how I'm going to get it out of my truck.
Kevin's so used to it. He's so like open with his fans that he doesn't even think twice about, like, you know what, these people ask the weirdest damn things.
Do we have any callers who have questions about No Name's Motorcycle?
Anyone? They can't get through because your 146,000 MySpace fans are clogging the lines.
Emily, you're on.
Oh, sir. Don't hate the player. Hit the game.
Hey, that jacket you wore in Clerks 2, was that the same jacket?
Listen
you wore
to
in
you,
in
jealous MFers. Just
Emily.
So sad. So
Emily
sad.
Emily is a sign language interpreter and may perhaps have the answer for.
Thank you. See? Something good.
I happened to just catch what you guys were talking about, and
companies like Mac or really large companies like that, there's accessibility laws, as well as there's tons of deaf and hard of hearing people in the community who work in the computer industry. So it's not a courtesy. Yep, it's actually,
so it is a law.
It is
mandatory by law. That's what my wife was.
With Disabilities Act. There's
have you ever done
law.
Any?
Oh yeah,
like
I interpreted at Macworld last year.
Oh, you did.
Right on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for clearing it up.
You are welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye bye. Oh, whoa. I had a question for Emily.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still there, Emily? Emily,
go to Cheryl. She knows it too.
Oh. Cheryl, go ahead.
I just wonder, like, how they explain, because technology, there's always, like, new terms coming out and stuff, like, new words and everything. And I wonder, like, how, like, the deaf people figure it out.
You have to spell it out. Like, they had to spell iPod, I imagine, the first time.
Shannon knows as well on line three about interpreting.
It was just explained to me.
Shannon?
Yes?
You're on the air with Kevin Smith.
I was going to say, it's a courtesy, but a lot of times, with a huge group like that, the company will provide one.
Okay, because the other girl said it's American Disability Act.
The other one said it was actually required by law.
Yeah, I don't know if it's required. I don't know if it's actually required, but with something that huge, usually the company provides one. Like she said, because a lot of people in the computer industry are deaf.
Now, Shannon, this is not what you originally called for.
No, I called to say that thank you, Kevin, for making Dougal sit. That I could sit through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you play in Dougal? Because that has got to be the worst movie I've ever seen.
I played nothing. I voiced a moose.
Oh, you voiced a moose?
Yes. But okay. Dougal, you have to understand, was not... Thank you. Dougal was not made for you or I. It was based on this old UK cartoon called The Magic Roundabout.
Yeah, but a lot of times...
Very famous in England, very famous in France. They made a CG version of it. It was very successful over there. Harvey Weinstein brought it over here for the Weinstein Company, changed the name, released it as Dougal. But it's very British, it's very European cartoon.
My problem with it was that, you know, most of the kids' CG stuff that comes out is there's crap in there for the adults who inevitably
Nothing
have to sit. Absolutely. Like, and I thought, oh God, Jon Stewart's in this.
Well, that was
their
idea.
I didn't know you were in it. I mean,
well,
I was
they
just
couldn't
like,
add anything. Like again, they weren't. It wasn't made with you in mind. It was made with a European audience in mind.
See.
So what they did
they
was try to Americanized it by putting in those famous people's voices.
I see. I did not know that. Yeah, just
a
awful.
Bunch of D-listers like myself and Chevy
you
Chase
are not a D-lister.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, let's go to Dennis on line one. Hey,
William
Dan.
Macy.
Dennis, good morning.
Hey, no name. What kind of bike to get?
There you go.
A little bullet action, sir. A little Royal Enfield British motorcycle. I'll be starting my motorcycle gang shortly.
As soon as you get your thing fixed and running.
Royal Enfield, that's old, right? I mean,
it's old school, dude. This bike, literally, I don't think the technology's changed since the 40s. I think it's one of the longest bikes ever made. Like in the constant production, but my motorcycle gang are going to be called the Breakdowns, and you'll see us on the side of the road.
Well, scattered, you know what?
Putting your fists up in the air
with those old Limeys. Yeah, there are a lot of electrical problems. That's what you want to look out for. Because I've had a million old Triumphs and stuff, and it's always been freaking electrical. You can't keep that thing going.
Dennis, put it this way, dude. I picked the bike up in Oakland. It took me 6 hours to get it to San Francisco.
And you finally just had to put it in your car.
Yeah, it broke down 6 times, and I finally picked up the 500-pound bike and threw it in the back of my effing truck where it's still sitting.
Yeah, you got to go through that, all the electrical harness, and get it all right. Then you'll probably be good.
There we go, Dennis. Right on, brother.
Rolling Derby Rick, you're in the air.
Who's in my gang, man? I'm looking for members. The Breakdowns. Let's go.
I'd
like to be in your gang.
You're in.
You got to get a sidecar for
you. You don't even need a bike.
Yeah, I don't want to ride my own bike, sir. I want to ride
in
your sidecar.
That's the initiation.
Can I be your kid's sidekick?
Totally. Be my
No Name and Tubby. Let's coming go. At you. 97.3
hey,
Alice. No Name and Tubby show with our guest Sarah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Roller Derby Rick.
How you guys doing?
Good,
thanks. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
No name, when are we going to go for a ride?
As soon as I get the bike running.
Yeah.
Probably about five more years.
Right. 5 more years. Now, hey,
really
you need any help? You need any help with any of it, let me know, and we'll go for a ride. Can't wait.
Appreciate that, Rick.
We're going to have some fun.
I think that's what I'm most excited about, is just becoming a part of the motorcycle community.
The camaraderie
just good
that
people.
Comes along with
you
it.
You know what I'm saying, man?
You don't think that as you're going 30 miles an hour and they blow by you on the highway, then it's not you're actually trailing the community and not really part of it.
Yeah, I'm always behind my time. That's all right.
You're going to be their special needs friend.
I'll be the dude that picks up their gloves or anything that falls off their bikes. I'll be like, hey, do you drop this? Oh, thanks, man.
I dropped my bandana.
Yeah.
But I got it for you, dude.
Big Daddy Lance.
I was doing 15.
You're on with Kevin Smith.
Hey, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, my wife is probably the biggest Degrassi fan of all time.
Get in line, sir. I'm the biggest Degrassi fan, both in stature and in size.
hey, I just want to know, what was it like working on the show, particularly with Lauren Collins?
It was great working on the show. What am I going to tell you? It was bad. It was totally great. Dream come true. Lauren Collins, very talented actress, little actress. And when I say little, I mean she's short in stature.
And she's the one from the old show and the new
one. No, that's not true. Oh, no. That's Stacey Mastichian. Lauren Collins plays Paige on Degrassi The Next Generation. She was recently in that movie with Antonio Banderas where the kids were dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, that chick from Spy Kids?
No.
Oh, never mind then.
What was the name of that dance movie?
La Bamba?
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Simple Bamba.
Fame.
No.
The Freak.
Chicago.
Can you just Google it, sir?
I'm sorry, what are you looking for?
Now? It's IMDb, do Antonio Banderas.
The Lambada?
It was based on Mad Hot Ballroom Dancing movie or something like that.
Neil, right. You're on with Kevin Smith.
Hey, Kevin. I was just, quick question. My name is Earl. Have you thought about doing anything with them? Because, I mean, you've worked with Garcia before.
I have, actually. I was going to deny that, but you're right. He wasn't there when I did the show. I was on a episode of Yes, Dear, which Greg Garcia was a writer on. And then he created the show My Name is Earl.
And, of course, you've worked with Jason Lee.
And I've worked with Jason Lee. And they've asked me if I wanted to come in and direct, and I said, oh, I'd rather act in it, sir.
You're over this whole directing thing. You want to be an actor.
I'm not good at it, let's be honest. I'm not good at acting either, but at least I've got 12 years of direction behind me where people are like, look, it's official, you suck. So acting, I'm just starting out, so I got 12 years of that ahead of me. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Is it Take the Lead?
Take the Lead, thank you very much. That's the Lauren Collins movie.
Rob, you're on the air with Kevin Smith.
Hey, Kevin. First, Sarah, No Name, you guys are awesome. I love your show. I'm down here in Monterey, and we barely get your radio station, but I struggle through the static to hear you.
Thank God for aluminum foil.
You can listen online, too.
Where is Monterey?
Monterey is south here. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
I was visiting some relatives down in West Long Branch, New Jersey.
And it's my hood, sir.
Love it, dude.
Thank you, sir. It's my hood.
Ugh.
My big question for you. I heard you're doing a horror flick, or you're thinking about doing a horror flick.
That's what I'm toying with the notion of doing next, will be a horror flick. Two heads turned in the room.
I'll tell you what.
I saw it on IMDb.
I'm a big fan of the knife flick, dude.
Yeah. So what kind of ideas are you throwing around?
That's the thing, dude. You got to step up if you're going to do a horror flick.
It's got to be R.
It will be R. What do you think? I'm going to do PG-13?
Yeah.
Question, Mr. Smith.
Recognized.
Is this gonna be like a scary movie, or I'm talking like Rob Zombie, House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects?
I'm gonna do what I can, sir. I'm gonna go for
do you already have a story?
I'm gonna go for what movie I really like. Did you ever see Race with the Devil?
No.
You're a motorcycle man. You ever seen it? It's a movie where Peter Fonda.
He's a motorcycle guy today. Okay, yeah, yesterday, please. No.
All right, you're a motorcycle rider. You're required to watch Race with the Devil.
We'll do.
That kind of creepy thing. That's what I'm going for, with some violence in there and whatnot. My feeling is this: it's been 12 years. I've made 7 films. They've all been comedically bent. I don't really feel like a filmmaker yet. I just feel like I make funny films. I think I want to test myself as a filmmaker by trying a genre that I'm not known for, one that I've always appreciated for many years. Recognized.
Mr. Smith, another question here.
Mr. Nathan.
You are aware that Glenn Danzig, ex-lead singer of the Misfits, of course everyone knows him as Danzig fame, is also making horror movies. Actually, he's left rock and roll to make a series of horror flicks. Everything about collaborating and getting on that board.
No, because Glenn Danzig has a very unique vision. Yeah. Were you a fan of the Verotica comics that he did?
I was. Can't say a fan.
But you read them. It would be tough to actually say I'm a fan, because that would say a lot about your character. But I read them as well. They were very, very specific in their vision and whatnot. And one that I don't share, but one I was able to respect when I read the books.
Interesting.
Okay, next question.
Rob Zombie doing Halloween, man. He's doing, remaking Halloween.
And he cast
Malcolm McDowell as Dr. Loomis, part that Donald Pleasance played.
I swear to God, Devil's Rejects is probably one of the best just slasher flicks that's been released in years.
The Devil's Rejects, I love the opening credit sequence. I thought that was
amazing. The lady gets stabbed, it's like, Jesus, right on.
But just that freeze frame as they're running through the swamps to escape from the authorities.
Great movie.
Tom, you're on with Kevin Smith.
Hey, Kevin, 2-part question. How big of a role do you play in your films as far as picking songs and music to be played?
May I answer the first part first, please?
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm that guy. I play that role. That is me. Like Clerks 2, that's just all stuff off my iPod. Apple, iPod, Macintosh.
Sure, we've heard of
Macworld going on down the
street. Got it.
Something about buying music.
Now, if you had to choose for the next film, especially this thriller, slasher you might be planning on doing, would you rather have Bruce Dickinson or Paul Dano score that film?
Tom, you're a genius.
What is the question? I missed it.
Which lead singer of Iron Maiden would you like to have score the film? The original Paul Di'Anno, which I'm favored to, or you know, the most recent one, Bruce Dickinson.
Who,
and when I
say
most recent, for the last 20 years.
Sure, 20 something years. Every album but one.
I would go OG, sir.
Paul Di'Anno it is.
Really?
Yeah. Bravo.
Really, break?
Yeah, take a couple more.
That was easy.
Okay, we have a daily game all ready to go and everything?
Yes,
okay, perfect.
That phone, the phone bank is blowing up, man.
It's crazy.
How come they're not lined up on the board? Somebody not answering phones?
Yeah,
behind
I'm
me?
Not. Do you want me to, you want all eight lined up?
Yes, no, we're not going to get through all eight. There's no way.
Keep them busy, man. No. They don't have to be about me either.
We're gonna take.
They're
we do have some stuff to
you,
do.
Dude.
We're gonna take a couple more here.
People
don't
aren't calling
it.
In about No Name's bike. I'll tell you that.
But Paul Di'Anno and Bruce Dickinson. That
that's
battle
right.
rages on.
I just don't want these four to get bumped if somebody comes up with another question. You know, these people have been holding the longest.
Well, I don't think.
Dump them. I just said
Carla's
answer the
been holding for 41 minutes.
At this point, you better get
Carol?
Somebody on because we gotta
Carla,
go.
Carla, number
hey,
seven.
Hey, Carla, right
I,
now.
Oh, Carla's here. All right, fine. This is it. Last call, Carla. You got it.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Carla, where are you at?
I'm actually in Antioch.
Right. Where's that?
It's east northeast.
Yeah, we're like 45 minutes from you guys.
Okay.
Roughly. It's a hellhole. You really don't need to visit. Trust me.
Okay.
I have a couple of, well, actually, a comment and a question. I am one of your MySpace friends.
Right on.
I was actually one of the 10,000.
Oh, in the credits for Clerks,
too. In the
too.
Credits, yes.
You know, we ran a little contest here, a little background for those of
yep.
you listening in the Bay Area or not familiar with me.
I did not realize.
Oeuvre. We ran a contest on MySpace. The first 10,000 people that signed up to this Clerks 2 page got put into the credits at the end of the movie.
10,000 names.
Yeah. And, you know, Weinstein Company was like, oh, that promotion will last for a couple weeks before the movie comes up. 2 hours, we had 10,000 names.
Wow. That's
amazing.
That
everyone wants
amazing.
To see their name up on the big
well,
screen
sure,
and stuff.
Who doesn't?
But good luck, because when the movie came out, that you ever see 10,000 names scroll on a screen doing like, you know, 89 miles per hour?
Hour?
It's
well,
like looking at the Matrix.
The DVD.
It's just like letters
that's,
moving.
Yes,
every
DVD.
One of those people bought the DVD.
On DVD, they extended it to beyond the 10,000, anybody that signed up to that page.
Oh. Wow.
So it goes even faster, and the writing's even smaller.
I see.
Hey, Carla, did you get a SAG card?
That's only for performance, sir.
That's
if
right.
you act in a movie, not
all
if
right.
your name is in the credits. What was your question?
One question.
My question. I was wondering if you knew yet if you were going to make WonderCon this year, and if you knew what day.
I think this is my only Bay Area appearance in terms of conventions. So it was MacWorld yesterday. I don't think I'm going to WonderCon this year because that's happening in February, right?
March, the first weekend of March.
March. I don't know. Maybe I will be there. But I right now, it's not on the books. If they call me and they say you want to come up, then happily I'd come up because I always love coming to the Bay Area. Gives
well,
me a reason
we'll
to stop by
you
Alice.
You have a home here. It's true. All right.
Sarah, no
thank
name.
You,
Kevin
Carla.
Smith is a guest.
All right. Quick break here, and then we'll come back. We're going to play some kind of daily game, I'm assuming involving Kevin Smith.
I'm yeah. excited.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Woo.
So if you want to play, call
can
now.
Can we play scat games? Is that
497. A little Cleveland Steamer action? Is that what you're looking for?
Why does it always have to be about poop with you? Why can't it be about pee?
Scat is poop.
Well, it's also poop and pee. It all falls under the same category.
Really? Any
yeah.
kind of...
Just water sports and logs, yes.
I didn't know. I now I
it's
do.
A log ride.
Log ride.
Log
right.
flume, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Kevin Smith, you're in the studio with us. We've
yes.
got the daily game coming up next.
Yes.
800-400-97. You know, why don't you call us on your new iPod, iPhone, singular wireless device?
Come June, yeah, I
June.
Absolutely will. And I'll be switching to singular. I have another carrier right now, Sarah.
Oh,
but
gone.
I will absolutely
be
jumping
be
over to singular because of their combo
the
with
bond.
Apple, the bond. That was a smart move.
It
for singular, because now I'll be singular for life.
Okay.
Based on the iPod
that's
phone.
That's wild. That's
well,
wild, man.
There's always, there have always been great reasons to be a singular customer.
Are you a singular person?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My BlackBerry's on singular. You're a singular guy.
I like their logo. The
free
little,
mobile
the little
to
person,
mobile.
You know,
sure,
the X with
cute,
the dot.
Isn't it?
It's
my
very
singular
adorable.
Like right now has iTunes on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
But PC-based, kind
you
of.
Rock out to it.
Rock out with your yeah. thing
yeah,
out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't say the C word.
And right now, while you're waiting for mm-hmm. the iPhone to come out, check out the Samsung Blackjack.
Yep.
Only available from Singular, an all-in-one device.
Maybe I'll jump early and try and do that.
It's a phone, a camera. You can see personal and work email. It's a music player and so very much more.
I have a Samsung phone now, but as on another carrier, but perhaps I'll jump over to Singular.
Check
what
it.
You need to do.
He lied.
Blackjack
In advance of the iPod phone.
Blackjack is $199.99 after 100 mail and rebate. Debit card activation eligible, unlimited data rate and voice plan with 2-year activation. Check out all those details and more at singular.com. Yeah,
thanks guys.
Those guys make things that will break your ankles if you're over 30.
sometimes when you're under 30, even. You got to be careful out there, people, with when you play with your toys.
Yeah, it's like you try to relive the skating glory days. You're a killer, man. Oh, cool, a rad skateboard that has 70 wheels on it.
I watch America's Funniest Home Videos all the time. It's like one of my kids' favorite shows. And yeah. I'm starting to live my life like, just as I watch something sort of funny and innocent happening, I'm like, oh my God, someone's nuts are going to get squashed here.
Yeah, disaster's
someone is
coming.
Someone's landing on their head.
You just missed it. I ran into Kathy and she squashed my nuts.
Oh, nice. How exciting for you.
I'm just like, whap. I heard a sound effect somewhere in the background.
Kathy, nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin Smith is here in the studio with us, and we are going to play the daily game. Today, the game is who would Kevin do? We'll give him choices between two people.
I can't play this game.
No, you
man.
Are.
No,
death
married.
Is not an option. Doesn't
I
matter.
Can't play
you
this
have
game.
To. Game, it
man.
Doesn't matter.
Like, let's,
she's not even listening.
I'm not. No,
you're playing
I don't
it.
Play games when it comes
game.
To my wife.
We just found
game.
His game. Line. You have to do. All morning long, you've
Let
been talking
just,
about wife swapping and prayers. And
to be fair, I talked about wife swapping off the air. So thanks for outing me. Let's set it up though. Let's put it in some sort of perspective. No, no, just
in
this is in a world where I've never met my wife.
You've never met her.
There you go. So I'm single, I'm lonely, I'm not nearly as happy and fulfilled as I am now.
Completely hypothetical.
My life has not
world.
Been made complete.
And these two choices come to the door, but you get to only take one up to your bedroom.
And death just is one. Not an option. You yes. must bang one of them.
Right on.
All right. So you're gonna
well, why
two-
bang? Why not just, you know, have a conversation, chit chat?
No, you're doing
friendly?
You have to do them.
Eventually they all must, roads lead to intercourse.
They
here.
Must be done.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
What are the prizes today, No Name?
It's a great question, Sarah. A pair of ski lift tickets to North Star. Visit the new village at North Star this winter with new shops and ice skating. NorthStarTahoe.com. Fun for all. And a pair of tickets to G Love and Special Sauce Saturday, January 27th at the Warfield. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Where is North Star?
Tahoe.
I was just there for Thanksgiving, first time.
It's right. lovely, isn't
I
it?
I liked it, yeah. Mm. It was all right. It's
okay, great. Here are the people you have to choose from. You must choose two.
Fire it up.
Dummy Mummy, Kevin's Bloody Fissure, huge Kevin Smith fan. Doodoo Head, Kevin Smith Lover, Smith Mac World Fran.
I don't want to have sex with any of those people.
You don't have to. You just have to choose two to play with.
Oh, we're not in the game yet.
We're not in the game.
I thought it was these were the names
nope.
that I had to choose from.
No.
Like, Kevin's Bloody what? Kevin's Bloody Anal Fissure?
Yeah. Just leave
you
out
You can't
there.
Say that part?
You can't say the... I think it's way too descriptive. I think it's borderline.
Interesting.
Borderline.
Interesting. Okay.
Kevin's Bloody Fissure.
Let's take it. Smith Mac and Kevin's Bloody.
All right. Smith Mac, you are on line 8. Hey, Smith Mac.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Kevin? I saw you yesterday at MacWorld. This is Steve Jones.
How are you, sir? Did you enjoy the show? I didn't get to speak to you very long as I was
This
leaving.
Is Stalker Steve.
Mm-hmm. No, yes, this is Stalker Steve. No, it was cool. No, I enjoy your Q&A.
I saw your post on the board, sir. I saw that your car got broken into.
Yeah, it's been a bad week.
That sucks.
Bummer, right?
You got to start putting more positive vibes out into the
You guys
got
to learn
buddy.
To know your fan base like I know mine. Sarah, no name.
We
know him well. Bloody Fissure, welcome to the program.
Yeah, we got two stalkers on here. All right.
Oh, perfect.
Who's this? Is this Patrick?
Yeah.
Patrick's the dude that posted that Human clip from the Clerks 2 review.
You're the best.
We talked about at 6 a.m. and Maddie still never pulled up.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that interesting, so we...
Really?
But you scared the poop out of him, so that's all that matters.
All right, Bloody Fissure, you're going to go first. Round by round, you'll decide in your mind which of these two you would do, and Bloody Fissure and Smith Mac are going to guess which one.
Yes.
So don't shout it out.
I won't.
The first round, Salma Hayek or Rosario Dawson? Decide in your mind, sir. When your
the decision is made.
Is it? Bloody Fissure, which one did he go for?
Salma.
All right.
I go for Rosario.
Rosario.
Clerks 2 all the way. Come on.
May I give my response?
You may.
Failing getting them both? I have to pick one?
Yes, you must.
Rosario.
Rosario. Oh. Interesting.
I'll take Salma then.
All right,
pretty.
You can have her.
She's, aside from, you know, she's easy to look at, but I like her personality.
All right, next choice. Remember to decide in your mind. Smith Mac, you're going first. Jason Mewes or Jason Lee? The deed must be done.
I got it.
You got it? All right. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Stock Steve?
I think he'd go Jason Mewes all the way. Are you kidding? He's lived with that guy for years. Something's had to have happened there.
Okay. Bloody Fissure?
I think he's already done Mewes, so I'm going to go with Lee.
Lee, okay.
It would be Mewes.
It would be Mewes. Oh, that's two.
I'm not into mustaches.
Smith Mac.
Or long hair.
Yeah, well, Muse cut that long hair. Yeah. It'd be better, Muse circa long hair.
You could hold him.
Spin him around.
Like the red hair now, right?
I've seen, if you go to VSQ.com, there's a picture somewhere on the site of a close-up of his ring piece, if you will.
Really?
With a massive hemorrhoid on it.
Oh.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Who photographs that?
The size of a walnut.
That up. Did he get it taken
my
out?
My friend at Appstack took that picture many years ago.
I see.
Did he get anything? No, just like they go away.
I thought usually they have to pinch them off.
Over time. Not really.
I see. Okay, Bloody Fisher, you're going first on this one. Joey Lauren Adams or Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, God.
Joey Lauren. Oh, hold on. Let him decide.
Oh, I have my answer.
Oh, you're ready. Okay.
Joey Lauren Adams.
All right.
Even though he's been there already.
Easy.
And
easy, Patrick. You wrote that on my movie.
I did.
Go ahead, Smith Mac.
Yeah, I'd have to second that. It'd have to be Joey Lauren Adams.
You're both saying Joey Lauren Adams.
I mean, for old time's sake alone, yes, Joey Lauren Adams.
Right. Bring back the memories.
Yes.
Bloody Fisher, you're
lovely girl. She directed a movie that was out this year called Come Early Morning.
Did you
played
see it?
In art house theaters. I did not get a chance to go out and see it. What a horrible ex-boyfriend I am.
Nobody saw it, dude.
Does she?
Listen,
I'm sure she'll send you a
Human,
copy.
Human, you wish you could accomplish as much as a Joey Lauren Adams. Get off her ass, dude.
Does she, Kevin?
That's my ex-girlfriend. Does she come early morning?
Yeah.
Who started that movie, dude? Who started in that movie?
Ashley Judd was the lead in that movie.
Oh, I'll see that one.
It was an Ashley Judd picture.
See it on DVD.
Got great reviews.
All right, Smith.
Well, post this conversation on MySpace, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Smith Mac, you're going first this round.
We got motorcycles to talk about.
Exactly.
Hey, let's go for a ride sometime.
Who would Kevin...
Why don't you go for a ride? Why don't you go for a ride with him, man?
Because my bike doesn't run, man.
Well, he can tell you. Bring it over. We'll drink some beer and get it running.
Tie a sheet between the two bikes, he'll tell you.
Who would Kevin rather do, Ben Affleck
we're not done
or Matt Damon? No, we're not.
Okay.
Ben Affleck or Matt Damon? You already have
my
response. You have a decision? All right, shift, Smith Mac.
Oh, I go first? He'd totally rather do Affleck.
Affleck, okay. Bloody Fisher?
I'm going to go with Damon because he's soft and smooth.
Okay.
In a shock. A shock reveal, it would be Matt Damon.
It would be Matt Damon.
Too close with Ben Affleck to do that. You know?
And finally...
Also, Maddie played gay in Talented Mr. Ripley, and I found it kind of charming. You know, you saw Talented Mr. Ripley.
And yeah. So there was a part of you that was like, hey...
Although, I know he's it's a performance, so I'm not afraid that he'll turn around and choke me afterwards, but... Yeah.
And finally, Bloody...
Did you see that? His is my favorite performance of the year in The Departed.
I didn't see The Departed.
Performance
we talked about
was so amazing.
I'm sure
Matt,
he was great.
Everyone keeps going for Leo on that movie, but I thought Matt was fantastic.
Thought he was lovely in Syria.
He's your boy.
With his children.
He's not only is my boy, he's just great in that picture, man.
Yeah. All right. Final question, Bloody Fisher, you're going first. Sarah or Kathy, the traffic chick?
Ooh, that's tough. Is Kathy still here?
She's around somewhere.
Indeed.
Decide your mind, let us know when you're...
Okay.
You've decided?
I've
all
decided.
Right. Bloody Fisher?
Have you seen Kathy?
He met her just a minute ago.
Oh, I met her last time I was here,
I'm going with Kathy then, because I do her, too.
Whoa.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No problem. Hey, 10 years ago, when you were more friendly, I'd go for you, Sarah.
Back before she was so self-loathing, right?
No, it was before she became a millionaire.
Right.
Oh, you got Hollywood, lady.
That's Kathy's exactly. On the market now, too, though, so, you know.
That's true.
I don't care. I'd do Kathy anyway.
All right.
In order to have sex with you, you make people wrap their members up in money bags.
That's right. That's money condoms. Hey,
with a dollar
Smith
sign
Mac?
On it. Do you know Gene Simmons owns that image of a bag with a dollar sign on it? He copyrighted it, trademarked it.
How can you do that?
Isn't that amazing? What? He did it. So if you put that,
I thought that was Yosemite Sam's.
You got to kick him some money. Nobody thought to trademark it, and he did.
I see.
Interesting tidbit.
Good old Gene.
All right, Dr. Steve, who?
Rich old Gene.
Well, no, I said Kathy. Yeah,
you both said Kathy. All right, great. Who would it be?
It's a tough one. It's tough.
Don't go for the friend here.
It wouldn't be friend. I didn't think this.
It's got to be real. Who he
no,
would
don't
do?
Don't make Sarah feel good. Just go for who.
Yeah,
you
don't
want.
Bother making me feel good. It's not going to help anything.
I think Sarah. You know, I like Kathy Love, but Sarah's saucy, so I'm going to go with Sarah.
I'm sorry, guys. You're both wrong.
I think
interesting.
Sarah's also the kind of girl who would be like, "Go ahead, back door. It's all you."
Yeah. Well, you're wrong about that.
Well, you have been with me.
While she's
that's
typing on her phone at the same time.
No, I don't care. She could be on the phone.
A la Paris Hilton. We do have a winner, and it's Dr. Steve. Sorry, Kevin's Bloody Fisher. You're out.
Way to go, Steve. You get the lift tickets to North Star. You get the tickets to see G-Love and Special Sauce. And, of course, you get a full minute of Alice Radio. Make it the best of the day.
It's going to be the best minute because Kevin Smith's on the program, so I appreciate talking to you again. I'd like to say hi to my girlfriend Meg, who is listening and got to see you also yesterday. I've turned her into quite the VSQ fan, and yeah, I wish she'd gotten to meet you, but one day, maybe next time you're back. Check out Concert Pipeline at concertpipeline.com. It's my TV show, interview bands and stuff. Kevin's been on there. So recently we had the format on, great band. I'm going to be having some stuff from the big PlayStation 3 extravaganza that went down at the Metreon recently. That's going to be the next show, so make sure to check that out. And yeah, go to viewaskew.com. It's $2 to become a member, and trust me, it's the best $2 I've ever spent. Would you second that, Kevin?
Do you get a sticker or something?
No, but your $2 donation goes to RAIN.
Okay.
The rape crisis hotline.
Yes. Yeah, good cause. It's not.
It's not. We don't do it to earn. We do it because when we didn't charge. Well, we care, but also when we didn't charge, anybody can join, and some people will jump on just to hurl expletives at you.
Yeah.
Tell you that you suck.
Sorry, but that $2
and spell D wrong. So we institute $2 will keep those people off.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
And we give the money to RAIN.
Not giving that guy $2.
Yeah. There are other forums they can send
totally. There's anywhere else in the net you can go say horrible things about me on VSQ board. Not at all. Yep. I think Steve, you used your minute wisely, man.
Totally.
He pimped his stuff. He had go tos. He gave a shout out to his lady.
A pro.
Well done, sir.
Good job, Steve.
Hold the line, Steve. Fantastic. All right. It's 9:45. Kevin, thank you. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you.
Is that the end of the show?
That is the end of the
show. You guys don't take it to 10 o'clock?
We do not, sir.
Why that?
We're going to hand it over to Jane. She's going
to let him stay for the crossover. Fine. He wants to stay for the crossover.
I'm not saying I want to stay. I'm just curious why you don't take it to 10 o'clock.
I got thanks to sponsors, McDonald's, Western Lexus Dealers, Healthy Relief, CBS. Way to go.
Can I do my plugs?
Yeah.
Catch and Release, January 26th. I am sure that I'll be speaking to you before that happens.
I hope so.
I'm sure there'll
be a radio. And not on the phone. I don't want to do it on the phone.
I'm sure there's
going
to be a radio tour. I'm not going to come up just to, talk
about
that.
Why not?
It's a flight,
man. Bring like Julia Lewis up and stuff, man.
Pain in the ass to go to Oakland, and then it's like an hour drive in the city and whatnot. Bring the show live.
Bring some of your crew.
Why don't you do the show live from my house one day? You're going to Marineland or something, aren't you?
Dude, let's do that. That would be
so fun. You've done the show on the road. You can either do it from my house, or we could go... No, we don't. But can you bring
one in?
Sure. Totally. Or we could do it from Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash down in Los Angeles. I'd say do it from my house because you won't get harassed as much.
No, we won't.
It'll be just like hanging out
at
my house.
Sure.
And while we do it, I'll cook breakfast. I can make French toast.
Done.
Or I can do chicken cordon bleu.
Day of release.
Make sure Matt approves this and we'll make it happen.
What?
Broadcasting from my house.
And he'll make us breakfast while we're doing it.
You're doing the movie comes out though, so there's like that.
Let's do it, yes.
Well, we can't. We're going to be in Tahoe, you guys.
Totally. A veiled reason.
We're going to be in Tahoe.
When? On the 26th?
On the 26th.
Can we be in the panic room?
Oh, you don't want to be...
I've been in it. I like the panic room.
I know, but it's a little tight, don't you think?
I know.
But the living room is awful. I don't know. The acoustics aren't very good.
I don't care about the acoustics.
But still.
Pool tables,
we can visit the
upstairs,
J-Lo toilet.
Pool, dogs.
The J-Lo toilet. That's what she locked herself in there for.
You come out for a few days.
Hours.
You can do it like a three-day show.
Yeah, the J-Lo toilet.
Can we crash
fantastic.
In your house?
No, you can't sleep
Why
there.
Why not, dude?
Sarah can
where are we
sleep there. No name can sleep there. Maddie can sleep there.
You man can't sleep there.
Kathy can come out and sleep there. You may take Jason's old room.
How about the interns? Where are they going to sleep?
The interns, if they didn't come in today, they lose. That's it.
How about Charlene?
Sure, Charlene.
Charlene's welcome. Charlene's going to sleep in my bed.
How about me?
Like I said, Charlene's going to sleep in my bed. Maddie's welcome. Sarah, no name.
You have a doghouse out back, don't you?
Amount of interns.
Oh, yeah, you can sleep with the dogs out by the pool.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sleep out by the pool. You must have a pool house.
So we have a pool and a pond. Pond be good for you.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Little frog.
Little Caddyshack reference there. Why do that? I think that'd be fun. Do the show live from my house.
I would love to.
Hey, Kevin.
I'm all for that.
That will never happen.
Why?
Nobody at the station's going to lift a finger to make it happen.
We'll do it.
Okay. How much you want to? I'll bet you $100.
It would be a good excuse to get some equipment in your house so you could start doing maybe a radio broadcast from your house.
Bingo, sir.
On Saturdays and friend Matt could fly.
All right, it's 9:48.
We can go wireless mic and you can hang out in the kitchen while I cook.
I would like to hear the sound of frying eggs.
Do the show from the pool. There's a hot tub.
Kick it in the jacuzzi.
I mean, we're doing this for a few days, right? We're not going to do all this just for one day.
Do it. I think it'd be great. We wouldn't have any guests or listeners because I don't want anybody at my house.
No phones.
No phones.
We can
watch
TV.
No phones. Hey, Sarah, what are you doing? I'll watch TV. I'm in the jacuzzi.
I'm in the J-Lo bathroom. Can I have a minute?
No phone banks. We could watch TV on the radio.
I'm looking
at
Kevin's $100,000 painting.
No toilet paper in the J-Lo bathroom.
Yeah, well, now we've learned from that mistake.
All right, it's 9:49.
January 26th, catch and release.
All right.
Go see it.
Kevin
Smith. MySpace/TheRealKevinSmith.com. Macworld's still going on, although I'm no longer speaking there. I spoke there yesterday.
So what's the point?
Yeah, really. As always, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Alice at 97.3.